tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
In 2003, the CIA released a classified document with the subject heading Analysis and Assessment of Gateway Process, a process that utilizes audio frequencies to achieve brain hemisphere synchronization. In order to provide a thorough evaluation, the document covers the techniques of hypnosis, biofeedback, and transcendental meditation, thereby providing a modern scientific account of an ancient guarded knowledge of mankind's spiritual potential, a potential that could save humanity from the mind control tactics being used to divide and enslave us. The left brain is the mind's verbal and linear reasoning component. It categorizes and assigns meaning to incoming stimuli and passes this resulting information to the right brain, which is non-critical and accepts whatever information it is given without question. The left brain is the ego mind. It operates on autopilot and can be easily swayed by external stimuli. Most of us are unaware of this because we naturally tend to identify ourselves with the ego. We think that the ego is who we are, but in fact, it is just a part of our mental processing. The right brain is our subconscious mind, and hypnosis is a technique of directly accessing the subconscious by disengaging the ego, giving us self-awareness and control over the subconscious mind. Transcendental meditation achieves this by practicing single-minded concentration of drawing energy up from the base of the spinal cord and into the brain. With practice, this visual concentration eventually polarizes the cortex, bringing both hemispheres into balance, allowing the individual to transcend the ego mind. With biofeedback, rather than suppressing the left brain as done with hypnosis or ignoring it as done with meditation, the practitioner programs the ego mind with visualization while monitoring the physiological response, thereby programming the subconscious mind by observing the results with real-time biological feedback. The gateway process, also known as hemisync, achieves this same goal by simply listening to specific audio frequencies that bring both hemispheres of the brain into synchronicity with one another. All of these practices, some of which have been taught for millennia, have been proven effective with modern scientific tools. The gateway process has been shown to bring the entire body into a coherent vibration of approximately 7 to 7.5 cycles per second, which then creates a resonance with the electrostatic field of the Earth. It is believed that this resonance is what allows the practitioner to transcend time and space, or in other words, allow their consciousness to leave the body without limitation. What we call physical matter is not solid at all. It is more like a highly advanced holographic image made up of different frequencies. What we experience as solid matter is actually the electromagnetic repulsion of certain frequencies, and this includes our own physical body. And so it is believed that the reason these practices work is because our consciousness is not being generated by our bodies, but rather our bodies are being generated by our consciousness. Physicists have proven that the physical world is energy and define time as a measurement of change within this energy. In order for energy to take form, it needs to be limited to a specific vibration. Energy at rest is uniformly extended without limit. It is everywhere at once. This is why humans are able to remote
share that video at band.video. Gateway processes, the CIA and mankind's hidden potential. The latest from Greg Reese. Wild trip.
It's your last chance to own a piece of real history. Your support of InfoWars has made history. We've had the most devastating effects against the globalists, and their whole agenda is in deep trouble. But now it's more important for us to stay on air than ever. And if you don't support us, we will shut down. I am asking you from the bottom of my heart to commit even harder to the support you've given to this fight and to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get one of the last signed copies of The Great Reset and The War for the World, my number one worldwide bestseller. You can buy the unsigned book at InfoWars. You can buy it at Amazon, buy it anywhere. But if you want to get the signed copy and be part of a fundraiser to keep us on air at this critical point, if you want to answer our bat signal, please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get your signed copy of The Great Reset and The War for the World right now. I want to thank all of you that did get signed copies, and I want to encourage those of you that didn't to take action now, and please keep us on air. Thank you so much. Please take action.
It's Friday, January 20th, year of our Lord, 2023. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. Very glad you're with us here today for this Friday broadcast. We're going to be covering a lot from Davos, of course. We'll be joined by Jake Lang, January 6th prisoner, and talking about some of the trials going on right now with the January 6th prisoners. Total miscarriage of justice across the board. And we'll get into that. War in Ukraine, of course, lots of clips from Davos. We have lots of clips to show you today. And we'll be taking your phone calls throughout the day as well. We'll open up the phones nice and early today to make up for the fact that we didn't take any videos or take any phone calls yesterday, I should say. Let's just get into it, shall we? Here it is, your daily dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your daily dispatch for Friday, the 20th of January, 2023. Russian Orthodox Church issues end-of-the-world warning. The head of the Russian Orthodox Church has warned that any attempt to destroy Russia by, quote, madmen trying to impose their values will lead to, quote, the end of the world. These comments were made by Patriarch Kirill after a religious service marking the Orthodox Christian holiday of Epiphany. According to Patriarch Kirill, madmen are stupid enough to believe that Russia, which, quote, has powerful weapons and is populated by extremely strong people, can be defeated despite the fact that, quote, that it has, quote, never given in to an enemy and has always emerged victorious. I mean, except for 1917, that is accurate. That is true. 1917, a little bit different, but there was a story yesterday of Zelensky saying, if I'm killed, just know the orders have already been given to attack Moscow. Like, yeah, Napoleon Bonaparte couldn't do it. Adolf Hitler couldn't do it. But Zelensky, he's going to be the one to do it. Incredible. Now, Russia, kind of like America, almost impossible to defeat from the outside. That's why you have to have a communist revolution style overthrow of that country. That's the only way that it'll work. That's what the New World Order is feverishly employed in at this moment. He goes on to say how madmen were trying to impose on them certain values that cannot even be called values, so that they would like they would be like everyone else and they would obey those who have the power to control most of the world. Quote, we pray to the Lord that he enlightens those madmen and helps them to understand that any desire to destroy Russia will mean the end of the world, said Patriarch Kirill. Even outside of the, you know, geopolitics of the situation, we're just constantly bombarded with proof that the Orthodox Church is the only legitimate resistance to the satanic New World Order. Protestants, just fully on board. Catholics, yeah, say what you want. As the layman Catholic, the Pope is like a key Great Reset New World Order leader. So like that ain't happening. But, you know, you got this hockey player standing up and saying, yeah, I'm not going to indulge in this LGBT demand to wear their jersey and, you know, wear their religious symbols. I'm not going to do it. He was Russian Orthodox, right? It's like anytime you see somebody stand up against this and be successful, they seem to be Orthodox. And there's something to that. Meanwhile, some more secular news for you here. Alec Baldwin hit with involuntary manslaughter in death of Halyna Hutchins, facing up to 18 months in prison.
Although I was watching, I was watching a couple of videos about this yesterday from the Law and Crime YouTube, and they said that actually if the biggest charges get carried over, Alec Baldwin may face 5 years in prison. And it's pretty wild. Alec Baldwin was charged with 2 counts of involuntary manslaughter in the death of Helena Hutchins. Hannah Gutierrez Reed, who was the armorer on the film Rust, was also charged with 2 counts of involuntary manslaughter. And it's pretty interesting. And again, there are some bizarre things about this. They announced these charges, but haven't actually filed the charges yet, which is kind of a bizarre thing for them to do. But it's just more information coming out about what a ridiculously unsafe set that movie set was. Apparently there were just live ammo just mixed in with the other ammo. And apparently the FBI took the actual gun that was fired, did extensive tests on it, and found it was working perfectly, correctly. There was no malfunction. So the gun would have had to be cocked and the trigger pulled for it to have fired. So Alec Baldwin saying he didn't pull the trigger. Yeah, probably not true. Probably not true. It's those guns. It's those damn, if guns had been outlawed, poor Alec Baldwin would never be in this position. Meanwhile, Google parent Alphabet to cut 12,000 jobs in mid-wave of tech layoffs. This comes after tens of thousands of people laid off from Amazon. Meta Platforms has seen a total collapse. I have the feeling that it's going to be a tough year for big tech in general, but really the economy as a whole. Friday's cuts to the Google parent company comes just days after Microsoft said it would cut 10,000 jobs in response to a global economic slowdown. Earlier this month, Amazon said that its round of layoffs would affect 18,000 roles. Employers in the tech company have cut nearly 195,000 jobs collectively in the past year before taking into account Alphabet's cuts, according to estimates from layoffs.fyi, which tracks media reports and company announcements. Pretty wild stuff. But don't worry, folks. We may have lost 200,000 jobs from big tech, but we'll be bringing in at least 200,000 H-1B foreign workers to fill the other jobs that still exist. So it's all by design. There have been a couple stories like this recently. This is just the latest. All natural Simply Orange juice has high toxic PFAS levels. A new class action lawsuit in the U.S. alleges that Coca-Cola and Simply Orange juice deceived customers with claims of an all natural healthy product when the juice has been found to be contaminated with toxic PFAS at levels hundreds of times above federal advisory limits for drinking water. PFAS are a class of about 12,000 chemicals typically used to make thousands of consumer products. Resist water, stains, and heat. They're called forever chemicals because they do not naturally break down, and they're linked to cancer, fetal complications, liver disease, kidney disease, autoimmune disorders, and other serious health issues. Water is considered to be a main exposure route, but researchers have recently found contaminated food to be more of a risk than previously thought. Still, Food and Drug Administration has taken little action to address food contamination. It annually tests some food products for the chemicals, but developed a methodology that ignores what public health advocates say are dangerous levels. And, of course, it's adding to the feminization, and there's a very good reason why the people in charge of this are not so bothered by the fact that we are continuously and persistently poisoning not just ourselves but the natural world around us. Earlier this week, it was talking about the insane levels of PFAS found in freshwater fish that have recently been caught. So it's not just your food and drink. It's just like the natural world that's being saturated with these poisonous estrogen-mimicking chemicals.
One fish, eating one freshwater fish, is worth 30 days of drinking contaminated water that is around the same levels as this orange juice, probably.
Is that true?
Yeah, I went through that article. 30 days worth of contaminated water. That's with those forever chemicals.
Pretty horrifying. Yeah, I know I had that story yesterday, but I didn't get to it. If we can print out that story again, well, we can get into that a little bit later. Because as you may know, folks, this has sort of been a talking point here at InfoWars for the last, I don't know, 20 years or so. 20 years in which the tap could have been turned off at any point. 20 years in which even the most moderate, you know, order by the government or, you know, intervention by the appropriate authorities could have, you know, saved the earth from being actively poisoned for those two decades. But no, instead, We got called tree-hugging hippie conspiracy theorists talking about the frogs turning gay because of the chemicals in the water. It was a big joke. Of course, now that it's everywhere and ubiquitous and there's poison in everything, now they're going to start to talk about it a little bit now that it's impossible to do anything about it. Really incredible. Finally, we have this story. Biden's DHS launches app allowing migrants to schedule appointments at the southern border for release into the U.S. President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security has launched a new component of the Customs and Border Protection, one app, allowing foreign nationals in central and northern Mexico to schedule appointments at the United States-Mexico border for release into the U.S. interior. I think it should be a trick. I think if you download that app, it should say, psych, you have a smartphone, you don't deserve asylum. This was a trick. You downloaded the app, meaning you can't come in because you have a smartphone. Go away now, please. You don't deserve asylum. That's what it should be.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars Live products have always been the highest quality, triple tested, and you've seen the rave reviews. But doing deep research, we made contact with the top company in the United States, and it turned out they were supplying almost all the raw materials to the companies that we were already using. So we've gone directly to the source, and that means we can give you lower prices on the very same high-quality supplements, and in some cases, even better. Introducing InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars MD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Has 10 new products. Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Nitric Boost, Mushroom Max, Anotropic, Angel's Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, and more. Just take the Superfood Greens. This is the highest quality greens out there, and it's at a price way, way lower than the same product on store shelves for up to twice the cost. Find InfoWars MD at InfoWars Store. I am extremely honored to be seen by the globalists as their number one enemy. I am blessed to know that our information is so hardcore that the enemies of humanity are obsessed with silencing us. They know if the truth about their globalist operations is exposed, it's game over. And all over the planet, humanity is awakening and peacefully fighting back. And our main tool is free speech and the truth we promote using free speech. That's why when you share articles and videos from Band.Video or InfoWars.com or NewsWars.com, it changes the world. And that's why when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get amazing products that empower you and your body and your immune system and that of your family, you're also empowering the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalist. The fight starts at InfoWars.com, and the support of the fight starts at InfoWarsStore.com. God bless, and thank you all for your support.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com. I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word, I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful, keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Friday edition, we are going to be covering what is developing at Davos as the world elite continue to persist in their diabolical scheme to take over the world. Really incredible stuff. What a crazy world we wake up in this morning. Wild. It truly is wild. And again, you know, we covered yesterday the Rolling Stone article. Talk about all of the conspiracy theories that are guiding the new class of GOP congressmen. And of course, none of them are conspiracy theories. They're all just openly acknowledged crimes committed by the most powerful in our country, including the Hunter Biden laptop, the cover-up that ensued after that, the, you know, COVID, the vaccine scam, just all the real things that we should be concerned about. And also, of course, just going after and impeaching the people that are in the highest offices in our land and use those offices to exclusively rob and humiliate us. So, yeah, let's use some of the power that you've been given through the vote to actually carry out some of this retribution, I should say. But again, it's bizarre, isn't it, to know that it's not just us anymore. And it's not just us. Not that it's not just Alex Jones and InfoWars talking about this stuff anymore. Not just that it's more people talking about it, but that there's actually action being taken on it. Politicians are actually incorporating anti-Great Reset, anti-World Economic Forum rhetoric into their talking points now. The effect that InfoWars has had is really unparalleled. And not just InfoWars, obviously, but things like Elon Musk buying Twitter and being able to talk about things that you could never talk about before. Number one trending on Twitter right now is the hashtag vaccine genocide. Vaccine genocide is the number one hashtag trending on Twitter as we speak. And, just under that, no amnesty for COVID tyranny. I like that as well. So let's go through some of the top post on the hashtag vaccine genocide. This I thought was brilliant. It's Bill Gates saying, vaccine in our food supplies solves the problem of vaccine hesitancy. The comment underneath it is, in the same way that slipping a roofie in a girl's drink solves the problem of sex hesitancy. Yes, folks, if your consent doesn't matter, is your knowledge even necessary, right? If they can force you to take a jab, can't they just get it into your body without you knowing? It's the same thing, whether you know or not, doesn't matter anymore because they're going to force it on you. Secretly or not, it doesn't really matter. Through your food or through your arm, it's without your consent. So it's sort of a form of medical rape, I guess you could say. Dr. Asim Malhotra says this, lead author of the peer-reviewed research reanalyzing Pfizer and Moderna trials on mRNA vaccine, Joseph Freeman, called for immediate suspension of jab due to serious harms, saying, quote, we have conclusive evidence that the vaccines are inducing sudden cardiac death. And, of course, we played this video on our show, but I thought the responses to this were pretty illuminating. Somebody responds here, still no hard evidence presented to the authorities, spreading fear and misinformation without presenting science or facts that can be analyzed, scrutinized, etc., peer-reviewed. Excess deaths in men 50s and 60s are more likely to be the result of undiagnosed problems in lockdown. Oh, boy. Couple things about this, folks. Couple things I'd like to point out here. Still no hard evidence presented to the authorities. Would have been a useful sentence to say at any point during COVID, right? There was never any hard evidence to support any of the measures that were taken then. Were you speaking out against those? Yeah, probably not. It's just, it's one of those things that you really like, is it conscious or is it unconscious? I think that's the only question you need to ask at this point, because clearly when, you know, if this is the response, right? He hears a claim and he thinks, well, let's see the evidence. Let's see the hard concrete facts. Like that's his response when it comes to things that are questioning the vaccine, questioning, but the entire COVID narrative, the entire COVID saga that we've been on, we are constantly told to stop asking questions, stop demanding hard facts, stop looking into things, just accept the authorities, you know, verbatim without question. And you got to wonder, like, what did, was this guy just like, yep, we'll do. Yes, sir. will, like, was that a conscious thing? Was that unconscious? Do they even know that they're doing it? It's very baffling. It's very confusing, but that's just the first thing. Spreading fear and misinformation without presenting science or facts that can be analyzed, scrutinized, etc., peer-reviewed, right? As if we didn't just spend the last 3 years being force-fed so-called facts that to even question how they arrived at those was deemed misinformation or disinformation and removed from the internet. But of course, he's blaming this person who's saying, hey, look, we're looking into the vaccine reactions and seeing some pretty dangerous signals. And they're like, stop spreading fear. Stop spreading fear about the vaccine. We need the vaccine to stop the virus that was going to kill all of us. It's just like, right, can't spread fear. Got it. You're very consistent. But then the cherry on top of it all, the beautiful glaze on this is this: excess deaths in men 50s and 60s are more likely to be the results of undiagnosed problems in lockdown. Sure, the excess deaths in men in the 50s and 60s, maybe it wasn't because of the vaccine. Maybe it was because of the other thing that the vaccine pushers forced on us, the lockdowns. Like, it's not a good argument. It's the same people who pushed these two parallel solutions to the problem, and it's one of those that are causing massive excess deaths in men 50 to 60. Of course, the men under 50 or over 60 or the women of any age, you know, those people are also dying at unprecedented rates, but he doesn't mention those. But he does mention the men 50 to 60 who maybe they just got killed by the lockdown, not the vaccine. So, hey, cool it, would you? Yeah, okay, fine. So one of their programs are killing everybody. I guess we can debate on which one it is, or we can punish them and move on. Wow, incredible find. Yeah, people are like,
he's MAGA, so we don't trust him.
It's so stupid. Alex Newman, one of my, you know, a regular guest here, says, don't just suspend the vaccines, investigate and prosecute the people for government, in government and big pharma who knew and concealed this for mass murder. That's the appropriate reaction to this. Vaxxed or not, this is from J.E. Van Loke. Vaxxed or not, this crime was committed against all of humanity. It was planned. It was purposeful. It is genocide. The only response is outrage towards the human garbage that made it happen. It's a long list, but it doesn't include each other. Dr. Eli David, and he posted an image of Dr. Eli David tweet, who says, dear fully vaxxed and boosted friends, by now you all know that you have been lied to about everything, efficacy, safety, prevention, and transmission. You should be angry with the experts who lied to you, not us who warned you and ended up being correct on everything. Hashtag vaccine genocide. Athletes under 35 years of age who suffered cardiac arrest from 1966 to 2004, you had about a little over 1,000 deaths, or cardiac arrest rather. And then in the 1 year between 2021 and 2022, you had over 1,500. Interesting. Let's do the math. Hashtag vaccine genocide. Brilliant meme. I persuade over 900 people to drink my Kool-Aid. Anthony Fauci responding amateur. Of course, the Jonestown massacre. Classic. A little breakdown of the timeline of the so-called protection the vaccine gave you. 95%, 70%, 50%, no protection, but it reduces the spread. Well, it doesn't reduce the spread, but it reduces severity. It doesn't reduce severity, but it reduces hospitalizations. Okay, so it doesn't reduce hospitalizations, but at least you aren't going to die. Okay, you are going to die, but you're going to go to heaven. Congratulations. You're actually more likely to die. You're more likely to get it. You're more likely to be hospitalized. And unfortunately, it is of the devil, and you will never go to heaven. Sorry to break this to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now launching the most powerful supplements in the history of InfoWars under a new brand name, InfoWars Platinum. Now, all three of these revolutionary products you see in front of you are already number one bestsellers in the market for the last few years because they work so well. We've gone right to the manufacturer, who are listeners, the owners of Fan, and they've given us this huge deal off of retail, 40% off what these products are found for under other names. And not just under one name. They sell these under three or four other brands that other major distributors and suppliers have put out. The difference is we have it for 40% off what it is in stores. We're talking about Pain MD. We're talking about HGH Max Boost. We're talking about 1776 Testosterone Boost. These things are incredible. I would suggest you take half a dose or less when you first do and consult your healthcare provider because they're so powerful. Get them at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, A very exciting development has just taken place. I want to encourage you all to go to InfoWarsStore.com and check it out for yourself, because it is a very strong, high-quality formula. Down-and-out sleep support, liquid, is very fast-acting, taken out of the tongue. It's got a very good dose of melatonin, passion flower, valerian root extract, lemon balm, and German chamomile. All of these compounds are documented on record to help give you deeper, cleaner, healthier sleep. And that is one of the biggest game changers out there with all the stress we have in this world. And we've got some other great sleep aids as well, and they're excellent. They're all different formulas. But this one is particularly the strongest one we have. So Down and Out, sold out for more than 5 months, is now back available at InfoWarsStore.com. So get better, deeper rest, boost your immune system, and support the InfoWar with Down and Out Sleep Support at InfoWarsStore. InfoWars is winning. InfoWars is reaching more people than ever. We were supposed to be off the air months and months and months ago, mainstream media told you, but it's not true. They told you we were going to be shut down. They told you we owed $1.5 billion. None of that's true. It's all being appealed. They want you to think InfoWars is dead. But if you simply stand up and support InfoWars, we've got years and years of appeals, and we will not be taken off the air. But if they can convince you that we've been shut down, they're going to win. Don't let the globalists psyop you and your family. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get incredible products, supplements, books, films, t-shirts, you name it, that fund the InfoWar and empower your life, and let the globalists know their psyop has not worked. Thanks for keeping us on air. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com today, because the only people that can take us off the air is you, the viewers and listeners. The majority of you have not been psyoped, but some of you have. Do not let the globalists brainwash you. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and keep us on the air. InfoWars has made history. You have made history by supporting InfoWars. The globalists are being defeated on every front. And now is the time to not just sit on our laurels because we're winning battles. Let's win the war, the information war. There's nothing you can do more important than keeping InfoWars on air and the fight for liberty. I don't think anybody denies that fact. And I thank you for your past support. But I'm encouraging you now to get one of the very last coins in a four-coin series, the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin, exclusively at 1776coin.com. And you can get $30 off this historic pure silver coin with promo code 1776 at 1776coin.com. No more of these will be made. If you want the coin, it's exclusively available right now for a limited time at 1776coin.com. $30 off when you use promo code 1776. Thank you for your support.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Let me go ahead and open up the phone lines right now. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. We'll do an open line Friday here at American Journal. So any and all topics you want to call in about, the number to dial again is 1-877-789-2539. Honestly, I just want to keep going through this hashtag. There's so many. I'm just like downloading videos and capturing memes. It's pretty incredible. So again, the hashtag vaccine genocide is trending on Twitter right now, and there's just a bunch of great posts about it. Here's Ian Watson saying, if you have to be pressured, reminded, persuaded, lied to, incentivized, coerced, bullied, socially shamed, guilt-tripped, threatened, punished, and criminalized, if all of this is necessary to gain your compliance, then you can be absolutely certain that what is being promoted is not in your best interest. And that, of course, goes across the board for the World Economic Forum. Nice little reminder from Ashy Larry on Twitter of Jamie Lee Curtis saying on Twitter, I hope all out there in the Twitterverse that at the final moment of your death, your final words are not, quote, I'd wish I'd gotten the vaccine. Again, just, you know, right, like condescending, ironic, sarcastic, wishing death on people that didn't take the vaccine. Incredible. Incredible. And again, you know, that's the other funny part is, like, because we are now happy that the truth about the vaccine is coming out,
people are saying that we're celebrating it or that we're like, we're happy it happened. Not true. Couldn't be farther from the truth, right? We would love if you had resisted the PSYOP and been able to not take the vaccine. But they, remember, we're ready to dance in our graves. We're calling for our deaths. So again, it's just all projection, pure and unadulterated projection from the most evil and hateful people in the world. The Queen on Twitter says, odd that they only cared about deaths and numbers when it was used to spread fear. Showing again Ian Smith saying the same crowd that said, quote, if we can save just one life, it's worth it, suddenly doesn't give a crap about people suddenly dropping dead. And of course, it's not all memes and fun. Sober reminder of what is actually happening by the hundreds of thousands across the world. This very day, my son has been in the ICU for myocarditis, chest pain, and elevated troponin from the second dose for the past 3 days. Doc says they've seen about 60 other boys with the same. Who will be paying for this $100,000 bill and possible heart damage from this experimental vaccine? Well, not the government that forced it on you and approved it, not the pharmaceutical companies that created the poison. No, it's you. It's the regular people that will now be stuck with a life destroyed, futures ruined, and insurmountable medical bills. And they'll get off scot-free. They're in Switzerland right now as we speak, helicoptering in to talk how they're going to do this more and, you know, how they're going to use the billions of dollars they earned from this criminal scheme to take over the rest of the world. Again, hashtag vaccine genocide. Things that may cause heart attacks, strokes, and blood clots. Cold weather, exercise, winter vagina. Definitely not any of the recent injections you've had. Definitely not that. Mom's lasagna might do it. Playing with kittens. Wiping your butt. But it's totally not the jabs or anything. It's definitely not the jabs. But you know what could cause blood clots is deep breathing. Ham on rye. Your Uncle Dave. A balanced breakfast. Certainly not the syringe full of pharma junk. Definitely not that. Pasta salad at potlucks. Sleeping. Waking up. Everything else. But not that. Not the vaccine. Don't look at the vaccine. It's definitely not that. Ignore that. And it's not even joking, like that, some of that was like sarcastic, but it's actually even more ridiculous the things they actually say. These are all headlines from actual reputable, mainstream newspapers. Fantastic news. Being sarcastic puts you at greater risk of heart attack. Referee whistles may cause sudden increase in heart problems among sports players. Falling asleep with the TV on. Maybe that's what kills people young. Traffic noise. That's probably it. University student dies of joy after hearing he passed his exams. Is social media putting Gen Z on the course for heart attack and strokes? Maybe, or maybe it was the poison they injected into their hearts. I don't know. I guess we'll have to just wait and see. And as just a little reminder here, just remember Elon Musk paid $44 billion partially just so people could have an honest conversation about the vaccine and its side effects. Had he not done this, no one could even discuss all the people dropping dead without being banned. Hashtag vaccine genocide. Really? Fantastic. Fantastic stuff. I want to play a video now. Robot Polisher, I'm telling you, he is just a regular InfoWars fan out there, but every single day he comes out with a new video that is a total bombshell. Here is number 12, clip 12, Robot Polisher, who is Alex Jones?
He's a hugely influential conspiracy theorist.
His ravings are untethered from reality.
It's a nasty piece of work, but I think he's also a deflating windbag.
He's not right in the head.
Being deplatformed by all the social media companies.
He built an entire parallel YouTube called Banned Video.
Elon Musk won't even have him back.
He built an entire parallel internet around the fact that he had been banned from the civilian social media.
He still has a huge following and is out there broadcasting.
I'm very pro-free speech, and the word dangerous is used far too liberally. In his case, I think it's actually justified. Yeah.
Could he be a threat to American democracy?
Everyone thinks he's a crazy motherfucker and they never heard him talk. They think he's just nuts. And he is crazy, he is. But you gotta be crazy to stand in front of the world and put your ass on the line and say the things he's saying. So you gotta be a little crazy. It's like a rock star, like Axl Rose, oh, he's crazy. Yeah, he's Axl.
There is a war for your mind.
Information is the unlock.
Information warfare.
I come to you with a spring in my step, a song in my heart, emotionally and spiritually refreshed, because you know how, as humans, we have to accept the fact that sometimes bad things happen to good people? Well, by the grace of God, sometimes bad things happen to Alex Jones. That's a good thing.
He deserves every minute of torture.
Woo! The
despicable and ridiculous Alex Jones.
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 Alex Jones. The Sandy Hook denier.
I don't like giving people like Alex Jones a platform, but
here.
What do you do? He's out there.
Tucker Carlson continues to fawn over Jones, calling
him one of the most important truth tellers in America today.
What does it mean for the future of InfoWars?
InfoWars.com.
I mean, this is the place where Pizzagate, this is the place where Sandy Hook, this is the place where 9/11 conspiracies run amok.
This is InfoWars, right?
I think everybody wants to know, will he be shut down?
This is the war you're in. Every single one of us watching right now are in this InfoWar.
This verdict shuts down Alex Jones? Good.
I guess the good guys just won the InfoWar.
He is the number one threat to these people.
Take the bullhorn away.
So they've, you know, kicked us off the internet, tried to ban our IP, got banks to cancel us, lawsuits, censorship, investigations from the FBI. I mean, everything has been thrown at us.
Take him out. Make certain he can't rebuild the platform.
That's what matters.
I hope that we never see someone like him again.
InfoWars.com lives. People can come to my show every day, 11 a.m. Central, and they can hear what I'm actually saying, Piers, versus what you're trying to put in my mouth.
You got God's warriors coming together, like the SWAT team of free thought.
It has become more than ever a litmus test as to whether you get what's going on in the world or not.
This is InfoWars, right?
When it comes to Alex Jones, if you don't get what Alex Jones represents, if you can't recognize that Alex Jones is the real deal, you don't get anything.
We're going to give this information on InfoWars.
You have no concept of the wider perspective here if you don't get what Alex Jones represents to the globalists themselves.
Just a little bit of pushback destroys them. They cannot have it.
You've been fighting this battle for a long time, Alex, and we just got to salute you as a Christian and as American because you paved the way to make braver soldiers like us today.
This is about good versus evil and God fighting the devil. You got to pick a side now.
InfoWarriors.
All we ever do is promote human freedom of every race, color, and creed. Our message is really imperative for everyone to understand, like, this is the way out. It's about understanding that every single human being has a right to live their life the way they want, unmolested and uncontrolled by those with more power than them. So no matter what they say about us, no matter how they want to portray us, just know that InfoWars really represents something totally unique, totally special, and an existential threat to the most vicious, evil, totalitarian, and importantly, miserable people on the earth. Who is
the Robot Polisher on Twitter? Robot Polisher. Just incredible stuff. InfoWarsStore.com.
In early 2022, InfoWars launched a very important fundraiser that kept us on air. Your support of that fundraiser is the reason we are still here today fighting the globalist and having incredibly successful results. So I thank you for your past support. Now, that was a three-coin series, the founding member coin. The final coin that we're putting out for a long time is the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin, exclusively available at 1776coin.com. There are only a few thousand of the coins left. And yes, there's a markup on the coins because that's why it's a fundraiser. And the coin is a collector's item memento of your support during the Second American Revolution. So if you want to get one of these coins, they're going fast, and you can get $30 off on the coin with promo code 1776 at 1776coin.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air. I'm pointing my finger at you. And I'm also pointing it right back at myself. You forget to take your multivitamins. You forget to take your vitamin D3. You forget to take your Brain Force Plus. You forget to take DNA Force Plus. You forget to take the X3. And you know it makes your life better. And you know it makes you healthier. And you constantly forget. And when you remember to do it, you're a lot healthier. This stuff will blow you away. Plus, it funds our operation. We got the biggest sale of the year going right now at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code 1776 to get up to 60% off on these best-selling products. The lowest deal is 40%. Most of the sales are 60 or 50% when you use promo code 1776. There's too many products to tell you about them all. They're all kick-ass. They keep us on the air. Please continue to support, and I love you, and I thank you. 1776 at InfoWarsStore.com.
There is a war on for your mind. Your mind is a battlefield. This is an information war. InfoWars popularized those terms more than two decades ago. And today, whether it's Donald Trump or Governor DeSantis or Dr. Robert Malone, they're all using the terms that InfoWars has popularized because we understand the enemy's operations and we know how to beat them. But we can't do it without funding, and we make it easy to fund with great products that empower you and your immune system and your family as well. You can also make straight donations at InfoWarsStore.com, clicking on the big red banner, a one-time or recurring. But I'm asking you to take action. We're nonviolent. But every time you donate money, every time you buy products, every time you keep us on air, you are literally, nonviolently, politically, punching the New World Order in the nose, punching their lies in the nose. We are going to defeat the New World Order. We're going over the top, but right now is a critical juncture. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Donate now.
Like a rock thrown into a pond, your actions, even though they may seem little, have a massive ripple effect throughout time and space. We're actually winning the info war. And when you realize that Band.Video has hundreds and hundreds of censored directors and investigative journalists and talk show hosts whose information is beyond incredible, hundreds of medical doctors and scientists, all of them right now telling the truth at Band.Video. Millions of people a day visiting Band.Video. But you can take that information and cause a bigger ripple effect, an amplifying effect, and make sure it gets out to your friends, your family, your neighbors, and perfect strangers. You are the modern Paul Revere's. You are what takes our information and amplifies it. When you decide to take action, we as a species and as a race are invincible. So I thank you all for your past action, and I challenge you to redouble your efforts now because humanity and the children are counting on you.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We'll go out to your phone calls this segment throughout the second hour here on American Journal. Just going through some of our news. We have a lot of videos out of Davos. The presence of independence reporters increases year over year at Davos. They're getting a little uncomfortable about it. It's very fun to see. We have some news about Ukraine as well. But I wanted to read this again. It's Friday. Let's end the week on a high note, shall we? We don't want to just get down in the dumps having to look at and talk about a bunch of vampires screeching at each other. That's exactly what the World Economic Forum is. So let's look at something positive. We played earlier this week very powerful speech by a man named Konstantin Kissin. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but it was about, you know, wokeness and about wokeness in schools. It was that video I'm sure you've seen. It's been viral for a very long time. Something like 9 million people have viewed it already just on Twitter alone, writing articles still just about how many people are watching this speech from Konstantin Kissin. And it's really incredible stuff, and he posted this. It was a message that he got from somebody who read his work, and they say this: "Hi, reading your manifesto made me very angry. Not at you, but at me. I've spent far too long believing in myths and unreality. I'm a socialist, though now I see maybe that's not the way forward. I work hard. I'm an NHS hospital porter, and my wife works for the police. I have young children. The world around me and my family is off kilter. I used to have a large-ish account." I think he means on Twitter. "I closed it down. I don't need an echo chamber. I need to be open and I need to be me. I've ordered your book." I think he's what he's saying. "I've ordered your book alongside Andrew Doyle's new book. So yes, I'm very angry. Thank you for making me angry. You may not read this as you must be busy. I'm writing this at the end of a 72-hour week. Thanks again, blank, former socialist, now political non-binary." It's possible, folks. It's possible to wake people up. And especially this sentence that this guy says here: "The world around me and my family is off kilter." That's all you need to recognize. If you can recognize that, then you have a path out. If you look around and you see that you think everything's totally normal and good and everything's running fine, we need to get over that hump first. That's a that's a misconception that you have that's presenting you from seeing reality. But if you have basic observational skills and can look around you and realize that nothing is right, nothing is as it should be, that's the first step of then asking the question, why? Why are all of these things like this? And ask it again, and then ask it again, and then ask it again. Why are they like this? Because the people made it like this. Why'd they make it like this? Because here's what they want to come about. Why do they want this to come about? Because that's the way that you're controlled. I mean, it just keep asking why. Within about three or four steps, you end with, because they hate you, and they want to destroy you. It's really not that complicated. This stuff, this off-kilterness, this discombobulation is not accidental, it's not natural, it's not necessary, it's imposed, artificial, purposeful, by design. Does everybody understand that now? So I want to read the actual article that they're referring to, because it's very short, and it very much reflects stuff that I say on this show almost every single day. I've gone off on big rants. We showed one that Robot Polisher actually edited, where I'm talking about we're just normal. We just want to be normal. Well, that's all we want. We're not the radicals. We're not the extremists. We aren't storming into your little clubhouse and demanding that you change the way you are. We're not the ones demanding that the history professors teach just our view of history and make it racialized. And we're not doing any of that. We just want things to be normal. That's all we want. We're just normal people that can see that things are messed up and are trying to get back to some semblance of common sense and decency and normal conductiveness of, the way that civilizations normally conduct themselves. That's all we want. And that's exactly what's reflected here. He calls it the Radical Moderates Manifesto. This isn't moderation. This is right wing. This is a very, very, very right wing article that he posted here. Again, Konstantin Kissin, this is from his Substack. He says, "One of the most weird things I experience every day is that my views are considered controversial. I find this hilarious, a hilarious reflection on how mad society has become. I want math teachers to teach math. I want history teachers to teach history, literature teachers to educate children about the best writers, poets, and playwrights. I want the police to investigate actual crimes like rape, burglary, stabbings, and muggings, not to paint their cars rainbow colors and police jokes, banter in WhatsApp groups, and offensive tweets. I want the media to tell me the facts of what's going on and let me decide what to think about it. If I want a journalist's opinion, which I mostly don't, I'll read opinion columns. Just tell me what's happening. I want banks to provide bank services, ice cream makers to make ice cream, and razor companies to make razors. I want transnationalist corporations to pay their taxes. I don't want them to tell me what to think. I don't need a moral lecture from Mr. Burns off The Simpsons. I want doctors to help me choose the best treatment for me and my family, not enforce a one-size-fits-all solution on me because of government diktats. I don't need scary advertising campaigns that misrepresent the threat and encourage me to look after my health. I want the military to spend every waking moment working to get better at killing people who want to kill me, my family, and fellow citizens. I don't care how diverse, progressive, or inclusive they are. I'm outright hostile to this if it affects performance. I want the legal system to reward productive, lawful behavior and to deter unproductive, unlawful behavior. I want psychopathic, evil, and dangerous people to be kept away from me, my family, and my fellow law-abiding citizens. I want politicians to implement the democratic wishes of the people in my country, even when I don't personally agree with them. If the majority of my fellow citizens vote for something I don't agree with, I can campaign against this while accepting the democratic outcome. I want government to interfere with my life as little as possible while recognizing the government is necessary. I want to pay as little tax as lawfully possible, but enough to fund the things only government can do. I want an absolute meritocracy. Hard work, dedication, and talent must always be rewarded. If you are lazy, don't apply yourself, or aren't contributing, you don't deserve to be rewarded as much as people who work their arse off. I want people to be treated equally, not as inferior or superior, just equal. There's no such thing as positive discrimination, just discrimination. If you want true equality, see previous paragraph." Brilliant. I think that says it all. I think that's it. I mean, if you disagree with that, you are the radical. You are the insane person. You are the psychopath. The difference is that this is not moderate anymore. None of what he says here is moderate, because it's shifted so far to the left. When you say, "I want history to teach history and literature to teach literature," that flies in the face of critical race theory and critical theory and, you know, equity and equality, which is considered now the moderate position. So these people who feel this way need to understand, you're not a moderate. You are a far right extremist. That's fine. They're like, "No, but I'm not." No, you are, though. You are, because the people who define these things think you are. They're going to treat you as one, and your resistance needs to reflect that. Your activity needs to reflect the reality that you can't just ask for moderation. You can't just ask for a reasonable moderate, both sides agree on a compromise position. That's not how it is anymore. Okay. So if you want things to be normal, you're an extremist. If you want things to not be completely taken over, conquered, twisted, distorted, and perverted for the sake of the far leftist, you're on our side now. You're an extremist now. Welcome to the fold. You can pretend not to be and be completely ineffective and completely bull rushed and overrun by the people on the left, or you can stand up with the same outrage and ferocity and anger that the left does and actually have a chance of winning. So you need to recognize you are a right-wing extremist. We all are, because we want things to be normal, because we like family and God and country, and we want the police to punish criminals. That's a far-right position now. Accept that and start fighting for the far-right side. That's the only way forward from now on if you feel like this. Let's go now to the phone calls. Grant in a far-off Australia has some advice on how to dish it out to government officials. Thanks for calling in, Grant. You're on the air.
Harrison, how are you going?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. I know you remember me, mate. I've called you a few times.
Of course.
Yeah, so what I'm writing in about, of what I'm calling in about, I've called into Alex before, I've called into you before, and I've said you need to write emails to your government officials.
Mm.
And sometimes, you listen to InfoWars and you're like, get upset. Okay, and it's like, oh my God, what are they doing? This is out of control. Mm. Okay, and you might say something that you don't really mean to say. You know, you get it caught in the heat of the moment.
Me?
So it's really important. Yep.
yes, guilty as charged, Grant.
Yeah, that's right. So if you say something that is like potentially going to raise a red flag against you or something like that, you need to write again and say that you withdraw that statement.
Mm.
That's what they do in the Houses of Parliament and whatever. Yep. So you need to, if you've written something and you're like sitting there thinking, oh my God, that probably wasn't appropriate, write again and say, I withdraw that statement. Okay. And that can settle things down.
Legally, that's giving you some cover.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I feel that's very important.
We got to go to break here, Grant, but I took your call kind of late in the segment. Stay on the line. We'll come back to Grant to let him finish up his thoughts on the other side. I do want to tell you, as we close out this hour, please do go to InfoWarsStore.com. From everything that we've covered today, seeing the reality of vaccine genocide actually talked about on Twitter, and just seeing how many people recognize this is going on, to the way the World Economic Forum is being covered these days. InfoWars has already changed the world. We'll change it again. We'll change it even more if you go to InfoWarsStore.com.
There's a war against our masculinity. There's a war in the environment, the food, the water, the air, the electromagnetics, the injections, to really cut us off from what God designed us to be. But through Mother Nature, the Creator gave us compounds that can counteract what the globalists have done. And I got to tell you, all our supplements are great, but we've got a real game changer now. We've never put anything out this powerful. It's InfoWars Platinum, now exclusively available at 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is private labeled, three of the top best sellers in the country right now, but it's exclusively available under the brand name and private label of InfoWars Platinum at InfoWarsStore.com. It's HGH Boost Max, it's Pain MD, and it's 1776 Testosterone Boost. Yield it to yourself and your way of life and your well-being to try these out and fund the InfoWar. InfoWar's secret weapon is finally here. It's a secret weapon for your immune system, for your stamina, for your energy, for your way of life, for your libido. And it also keeps InfoWars on the air. And I almost forgot, you save at least 50% on these products for what you'd pay for similar products or the exact same products in stores around the country. That's because we go right to the highest quality manufacturer in the nation that supplies some of the top names. They then give us the best deal out there because the owner's a listener, and we're able to bring it to you with massive discounts. You're not going to find 1,000 milligram high quality CBD for anywhere near the price we sell it. You're not going to find it the 10 milligram or the 20 milligram. You're not going to find turmeric at 95% curcuminoid at the price we're selling it. You're not going to find any of this anywhere near that. These similar forms
formulas with the same formulas sell for up to 200% more than we're selling these. InfoWars MD, now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, a true 360 win.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour has begun. We go directly out to your phone calls now. Grant in Australia, I wanted you to, since you've called in from all the way down under, wanted you to give you the time you needed to finish your thought here. I withdraw. I'll just say it now. Everything I've said before now, I withdraw it. Everything. Absolutely everything. 2 years of this show, it's all withdrawn. It was all a big joke. I was just kidding, you guys. You didn't get it? I was totally laughing the whole time. So, it's, woo, that was a close one. We did it, Grant.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's sort of like, I have a friend here where I live, and she was like, she'd been watching Madonna saying, oh, been thinking about burning down the White House.
Mm.
And she like wrote an email to the Prime Minister, and she sort of followed Madonna's lead. And I was like, oh my God, you need to withdraw that statement. You know what I mean? Like, she was like, oh, they won't take any more emails from me. And I'm like, yeah, you need to withdraw what you said about burning down the Parliament.
That's hilarious. Yeah, look, if there's one thing that's been made abundantly clear to all of us over the last several years, it's that any discussion about activity that you might one day want to do, whether it's peaceful or violent or anything, just don't talk about it. Don't talk, peaceful protest, just organize it quietly, make sure you know who it is you're getting involved. I think one of the only reasons that Nick Fuentes has been as successful as he's been, the Groyper movement has been as successful as they've been, is they have been super paranoid about security ever since the beginning. I mean, you know, for a year before AFPAC won, anybody who like discussed any organization or like meetings with them, like you had to prove who you were. They had to know your face. You had to, you know, provide proof of who you were and that you had good intentions and weren't a Fed, basically. I think that's the only way that, you know, the Groypers haven't been, false flagged into, you know, some sort of Whitmer governor kidnapping thing. I think they're smarter than that. I don't think they'd fall for it anyway, because they're very on the ball about that sort of stuff. But again, it's like, it can seem paranoid. It can seem like weird, like crazy. It's like, well, you're just a bunch of political activists. You're like 20 years old. What do you mean I have to, like, why are you being so secretive about your identity? Like, you won't let people take pictures of your events because you think people who attend are going to get doxed or whatever. And it's like, yeah, it's only paranoid if they're not actually coming after you. So that's my advice. Just keep it quiet, you guys. And peaceful. Keep it peaceful, too. But mostly quiet.
Can I just
last word, Grant?
Example?
Please.
Yep. So I wrote a letter tonight, and I started out with this comment. You're all effed on. I bear no ill will not contravene any laws, and even if I did, I wouldn't understand to your illegitimate statute laws, all right? And then I went on to say what I had to say.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Right.
It wasn't nice, Harrison. I'm going to be straight up. It wasn't nice, but I've started out with that. So I led in by saying I bear no ill will, and you know,
but I'm not going to break the law.
Basically, so the subject was,
All right. Well,
New World Order, Great Reset, Fourth Industrial Revolution.
These people are not being nice to us. These people are not being nice to us. These people aren't asking our permission.
You're going to Davos, buddy. Like, come on. Like, you're all effed on, right? It's not going to happen. And, you know, that.
Well, fantastic stuff.
Diet Force is amazing. I'm 45 and I have bits. I go to the gym and I have bits that won't move. And Diet Force has helped me move those bits. Like, under my pecs, my belly, I'm just taking Diet Force 2 tablets a day. Man, if you're like struggling to get like ship shape for the ladies, mate, Diet Force is the go. You have to get the Diet Force and have 2 a day and just keep active.
Infowarsstore.com, X7 Diet
Force. Infowarsstore.com, baby.
Now on sale. We're cutting that call into an ad. I can guarantee you that. Thank you so much for the call, Grant. God bless Australia. We'll be right back, folks. Don't go anywhere. Infowarsstore.com, Diet Force. Get it now.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your last chance to get a historic signed copy of my number one best-selling book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Yes, you can get the book in stores. You can find it online. But if you want to get a historic signed copy and be part of our fundraiser to stay on air, go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the book section and get your signed book. There are only about 1,000 of these left. And when they're gone, they're gone. I'm never going to sign the book again. We have a little limited edition thing coming out later. There's a piece of art that goes with the book, but I haven't even decided when I'm going to do that. It may never happen. But for just simple, straight-up signed books and to be part of this fundraiser, this is the last time you'll be able to get the signed book at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you all for your support. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get your signed book today, and I thank you for keeping us in the fight against the globalists.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
You came down to this southern town. Might have been the funniest, ad anybody's ever done on our show. I got bits that don't move anymore, and Diet Force helps me move those bits. Hilarious. Amazing stuff. We'll be taking your calls throughout this hour. We'll be joined by Jake Lang in the third hour, J6. Political prisoner. Your calls throughout the third hour as well. Lots of stuff still to cover. Lots of videos from the World Economic Forum that we'll show you soon. We got some pretty interesting phone calls that we should get to here in this second hour. So we'll start with that. Let's go first to Christopher in New York City. Very interesting topic you've called in about deathbed confessions from John Lennon's death. Thanks for calling in, Christopher. You're on the air.
Yes. I told this information to Ronald Kessler, who wrote books on the CIA. When I lived in Washington, D.C., I had a dating service called the Georgetown Exchange. And for some reason, because I lived behind the Russian commissary, he interviewed me, which was very strange. Anyhow, my friend, Douglas Carlin, he's dead now. And I said I wouldn't talk about this until he died. And I found out last week he died. He worked at the Olcott Hotel. His father was in hotel management for his life, and he was the night manager at the Olcott Hotel, which is right next door to the Dakota Hotel. I mean, the Dakota, that gigantic building, that fabulous building that John Lennon lived in. Mm. And he told me that he was the night manager, and David Chapman used to come, go to the desk, and he pulled out a gun once. And he says, "What's that?" And my friend was into guns and all that, and he says, he was working undercover for the FBI. That's what he told him. And he said he was doing some surveillance work of the Dakota. And my friend didn't know. He didn't mention John Lennon or anything. And he met him many times. And the thing is, when this all happened and what they said in the newspapers when Chapman was in New York was totally bogus. He was there way, way before. And all I got to say is that this all stinks. And I did tell Ronald Kessler, and he's a famous writer, and I told him, and he didn't want to talk about it. So I'm just telling you, there's a lot more involved with this. And he did mention he was working for the FBI undercover. So you put that together and figure it out.
Well, I wonder, okay? Know if you're – so just to reiterate for everybody here. So, David Chapman was the person who killed John Lennon, and you have a friend who was a manager of a building right next door, or worked at the building right next door, and your friend told you before he died, he said, "You can't talk about this until I'm dead." But David Chapman didn't just show up in New York to kill John Lennon. He'd been there for a long time before that. Watching John Lennon, spying on John Lennon's building and claiming that he was an undercover FBI agent. And this is the first time you're telling this in public.
Yeah, he didn't mention John Lennon, but he said he was working with the FBI.
Well, was there any, Was there any proof that he was working for the FBI? Because, I mean, just to play devil's advocate.
No, this is what he told my friend, who's the night manager. And, you know, night manager, all cartel hotel is a gigantic hotel.
Sure.
And in the, you know, I used to visit my friend, and I saw John Lennon a number of times walk by going to the Dakota when I used to visit my friend there at night. And the thing is that he said he was working for the FBI undercover. And he was very, and he showed him the gun many times, you know, showing off. And my friend saw it. He's okay, you know. And my friend was into guns and all that stuff.
This is in New York. This is in New York City. It's not easy to have a gun in New York City.
Well, he showed him the gun.
Right.
I know that because he told me.
Right. No, but I mean, I'm saying that if he's walking around, you know, openly with the gun. I mean, first of all, that makes me a little suspicious because an FBI agent probably wouldn't do that. They probably wouldn't show off their gun. But also.
An undercover FBI agent wouldn't say that they're an FBI agent, right?
Yeah, they also wouldn't do that.
Oh, no. He didn't say he was an FBI agent. He said he was working with the FBI undercover.
Okay.
All right. To make that clear.
I mean, you know, so, I mean, this could also fit into the, you know, David Chapman is mentally ill and has delusions of grandeur type of thing. I'm just playing devil's advocate here.
Or he was MK Ultrafied. You know, I mean, you read about him, he's wacko. I mean, that's nothing about that. But the thing is, what I want to say is that he said he was working with the FBI undercover. And that's very suspicious because you see, well, I don't want to speculate on anything. I'm just telling you what I know. My friend's dead. And, he told me not to say anything because he was afraid they were going to kill him. Because I did tell Ronald Kessler, who wrote like two or three books on the CIA.
And he never mentioned it or followed up or anything. And of course, we do know that the FBI was definitely surveilling John Lennon. I mean, that's been revealed.
Ronald Kessler, I knew him very well, and he was very nice and very polite. And I called him about this when my friend told me. I said, I think this is important. And he says, no, it's nothing. You know, don't get excited about it. He told me, and that was it, you know. Now, I'll tell you one thing. You're telling me that Ronald Kessler isn't working for someone in the government? Well, that's my speculation.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know.
That would make a lot of sense. So can you tell me exactly how long, or do you know how long he'd been seeing David Chapman hang out? You know, was it months? Was it weeks? Was it just days before?
Well, I think it was in the paper it said he came to New York at a certain time, and my friend said that was totally wrong. It was at least months before.
Wow.
That's what he said. So, you know, I'm getting it off my chest. I'm probably going to get killed for it, but look, I don't care. You know, at this point, the way the world's going, if I die for this, that's a good thing.
I mean, that is pretty significant. I mean, it matches up with a couple things we know. We definitely know the FBI was for sure spying on John Lennon. I'm looking at an article right here that was published last year. The FBI tapped Lennon's phone and agents frequently followed him, not bothering to hide their presence. That's interesting. In interviews with the press, Lennon voiced his concerns that the FBI wanted him to feel afraid, knowing they watched his every move. When it first started, I was followed in a car and my phone was tapped, he said in a 1975 interview. I think they wanted me to notice, to scare me, and I was scared. I was paranoid. So we know they do that. We know that the FBI recruits mentally ill people to carry out its activities or frame themselves for something. It is sort of matching up with a lot of stuff you say. But the one major inconsistency that you're pointing out that really can't be proven or disproven, because you can say, well, the guy said he was an FBI agent, but there's no proof one way or another.
No, he was an FBI. He wasn't an FBI
agent. You're right.
He was working with the FBI.
I got you. Sorry. You're right. No, that's an important distinction. And but it would be the fact that they said that he hadn't been to New York, and your friend said he'd definitely been to New York a long time before that. That is
earlier before what they printed. Well, anyhow, you have my number. If you want to get any more specifics, you can call me back.
All right. You need to call us back in a month, Christopher, just to let us know that the FBI hasn't dragged you away to some black site somewhere.
Well, that may happen. That may happen.
No, that's not going to happen. No.
Well, I hope not. I hope not. But I had to get this off my chest. because I only learned last week that my friend died.
Oh, I'm very sorry. I'm very sorry to hear that.
And I'll tell you something else. I wasn't even really into any modern music of the Beatles or anything, so I have no persuasion to talk like this, because I'm only into classical old. I'm an old soul. I don't know. I only play old music from the 1800s. So
that's awesome.
I don't know what to tell you.
All right. Well, let's stay in touch, Christopher. Because
you have my number. You have my number. Look, if they take me away, my brother will know it, because he's going to probably hear this later on today or something.
Well,
and I'm sure he's angry for me for doing this, because they could do something to me.
Well,
and Ronald Kessler knows about it, and you know, I knew him well, so you know, I've been around. I'm 74 years old, but I've been around, and I know things.
Yeah, no, that's extremely interesting, and the fact that your friend thought it was so important that, you know, he asked you not to say it until he was, so like, he thought it was important enough that it needs to get out there. But he was scared of having this, you know, intelligence and letting it get out there. Thank you
Absolutely.
For that, Christopher.
Absolutely. Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, sir. Really appreciate that. Interesting stuff, folks. We'll pick up this conversation on the other side with more callers. Michael in Virginia, you'll be next. Get ready. I'm going to have to do some research on this. This is interesting.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. When we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, all at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
I've taken a lot of supplements over the years, since high school. And they had great effects. And the science has gotten better and better and better over the years. And now with all the things we're bombarded with, and the water and the food and the feminizing factors, it is more important than ever to use the compounds God gave us to boost our natural male potential. But these products work great for women as well. Ladies and gentlemen, we have PainMD. It's a number one national bestseller under another name. We got it discounted for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com under the label InfoWars Platinum. We've also got HGH Max Boost. Read all about it. Be very safe with it. I'd take only a fraction of what they say at first and take it before you go to bed at night. Don't do it during the day. 1776 Testosterone Boost. Totally incredible. Go read about them. Learn more about them at InfoWarsStore.com in the InfoWars Platinum section. And you get 40% off on these already best-selling products under the new name InfoWars Platinum.
Introducing our new incredible supplement line, InfoWars MD. Now, in 60 seconds, it's hard to tell you how incredible these products are, but all of these products are already sold on store shelves under other brand names for up to twice the cost we're selling it to you. These are high-end. These are the very best. You know our body's ultimate turmeric formula is amazing? Well, guess what? We now have turmeric 95 that's basically the same formula for a lower price. CBD oil of the highest quality.
up to 50% less than major competitors selling the exact high-quality, full-spectrum CBD. And it goes on for all the new InfoWars MD products at InfoWarsStore.com. The highest quality, directly from the manufacturer to your door at prices up to 50%, in some cases 100% lower than what they're sold for in stores. InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Out to your phone calls again this hour, making up for the lack of phone calls yesterday. Trying to get to as many as possible. The problem is, these phone calls are so good that they go on forever. It's just a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. Let's go now to Michael in Virginia, talking about the World Economic Forum gathering all together. Time for a judgment. Thanks for calling in, Michael. Guys, go to line two. Michael in Virginia, you're on the air.
Good day, Mr. Smith. And the reason why I say good day is because if I said good morning, it's kind of like we're celebrating a funeral. We mourn when we go to a funeral. But this is a good day. Christ represents the sun, the light of intelligence.
Amen.
And I like to, yes, sir. And you're very, very well spoken, Mr. Smith. And I appreciate your staff. I appreciate everything you're doing. Their ego, the World Economic Forum ego, is that they're out in the open, gathering together. We're shining a light on them.
Mm.
So, but their ego, they think that they're invincible. Well, they Greg Reese's report today that you played shines the light on what we are capable of doing to. To ensure that we are victorious. They're all in the out in the open. They're walking the streets, laughing at us, so to speak, because they feel like they are invulnerable, that they are invincible. Well, I'm here to let them know that we don't have to pick up arms, not InfoWars. We don't have to pick up weapons of mass destruction, bullets and bombs, not InfoWars. But there are soldiers out there who are patriots, who just may do that. You know, the time for the revolution, for words, is important to get the information out there. There are soldiers who are not going to just allow vaccines to be put into our arms, to allow the our political agenda to be stolen from us, and for them to laugh in our face and think they can mask us up and do whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the leadership of InfoWars is to bring the light to the Republican Party and the Democratic Party that there's a new political party. This is the Info Political Party. And I would like for you to consider, Mr. Smith, to be the leader, one of the first leaders of that Information Party. You know, they think that they control everything. Well, we're going to hold the Republican Party and the Democratic Party to do their job to move the body of the people of America. And the new party is, I think, with you as one of our spokesmen, our first leaders. Alice is our leader, but you're very well spoken. We need someone like you out front. You know, Klaus Schwab is falling. They're restructuring. They will fail. They know that, but they're trying to pretend as if they're not.
Yeah.
There's a weapon being. Yes, sir.
No, I was just agreeing with you, and I of course really appreciate the compliments, and we do need to shatter this two-party paradigm that they have going. And again, I think it's I don't even want to talk about like reaching across the aisle. It's just for the sake of humanity, we can all come together to oppose these people. And the socialists agree with me on this. And I'm not a socialist. We're not about to go down the socialist path, but a lot of these people are socialist because they hate the World Economic Forum and they think that socialism somehow hurts those people. It doesn't. That's a trick. And so if they can wake up and realize that they're playing into the hands of the people that they hate, then we can all come together and oppose these people and actually ensure freedom and representation for everybody. Not the billionaires having outsized influence. And I completely agree, Michael. I was just trying to think of a good like metaphor for what you're talking about, because it really is like being this. I was talking about the fact that like if they don't listen to us now, right? The JFK quote, those who make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable. If they don't listen to us now, if they don't, you know, take the exit ramp that we're giving them of let's just stop trying to kill us and we can go about our ways, then they are pushing humanity towards a tipping point in which people are going to become violent. And that's what we're desperately trying to avoid. But it's like the American people with our arms and the physical power that we have, it really is like being just this, you know, jacked bodybuilder, like minotaur monster, like being strapped down by this little gremlin that you could just crush. I mean, if we just get up and crush it and just be like, okay, all right,
here's
moving
the metaphor.
On. But we don't want to. Well, hold on, Michael. But I mean, that's what it's like, right? As you're strapped down, there's this little gremlin like picking at you and you're just like, please stop. I don't want to do this. I don't want to, but you keep torturing me. And I really want you to listen to me because I don't want things to get violent. And it really does feel like we're just this like monster ready to unleash, just begging our tormentors to not make us do that, not make us, you know, hulk out and just slaughter them. But your final point here, Michael, before we move on to other callers.
Yes, they sow what they reap. We reap what we sow.
Yep.
They have what they did to Christ at Golgotha was the Golgotha means the place of the skull. So what they did was they crucified our intelligence at that point. That's the way they think today, that our intelligence, we're so dumbed down. But we're going to reverse that. This is what they are doing to us, where we have roles that we are intelligent. Humanity is intelligent. America is strong. We will not tolerate this. So what we're going to do, the metaphor is we're going to put them on the cross.
Mm.
We're going to crucify them at Golgotha, the new Golgotha, with InfoWars. Intelligence will prevail.
Amen. Well, thank you very much for that call. Always inspiring stuff, Michael. I made a mistake going to your call. I was trying to get to a lot of calls. Then you had to call in, and I know I got to let you go because man, all powerful as always. Thank you very much for that. And like I said, I metaphorically, I completely agree. Completely agree. Politically, I completely agree. Thank you for that, Michael. Let's go to Andrew in New York. You want to talk about the continuation of government. Thanks for calling in. Andrew, you're on the air.
So before the 2020 election, Trump wrote a bunch of election laws and stuff into place. So the last 2 years, we've been under martial law. Trump's been the president of the military. He moved all the command to the Space Force, all the main command, and they've been he's been working with other countries, nationalist leaders like Putin and Bolsonaro, a similar situation.
So you think Trump is still president?
Yeah, he's currently still president. Like, you could even see, like, all the Biden stuff. Biden's dead. Like, his inauguration was a military funeral. Like, they had the video, like, Biden, like, he didn't blink for, like, over a minute. That was definitely, like, a deep fake. They had Zelensky, like, he literally, like, gave, like, a State of the Union. That was probably a deep fake, too, I'm sure. Yeah, Trump's the current president. Like, everything he says, like, when he mentioned, like, going to Mars, that's really saying that he's going to have the military reveal that Trump's been the president this whole time.
Can't say I agree with you, Andrew. I wish it were true. I really do. But it's just not, unfortunately. I mean, I wish it was, but he's not the president, unfortunately. If he was, we wouldn't have the border crisis that we have now. We wouldn't have the war in Ukraine.
Well,
we wouldn't be spending billions of dollars.
Work.
Yeah, it's not
it's
the case, Andrew.
Like people have to,
I wish it was. So that's just not the way the world works, unfortunately. The guy with all the power signing executive orders and traveling around the world being greeted as president of the United States is the president of the United States. That's just how it goes. That's just how it is. He's not the legitimate president. He wasn't elected legitimately through a proper election. I think we can all agree with that. But the man wearing the crown is the king. That's just the way that it works. We'll be back on the other side with more of your phone calls, some videos from World Economic Forum's meeting in Davos.
The second American Revolution is happening right now against the New World Order. And the answer to their 1984 tyranny is the 1776 mindset. And InfoWars embodies that fight for human liberty against globalist tyranny. Now, in the last year, we've done a very successful fundraiser of silver coins. When you buy the coin, you know that you are supporting the transmission, and you get a historical memento so you can remember the great contribution you made to freedom. Now, despite the fact that the coins are selling out, the last of the four coin series, Teddy Roosevelt Man the Arena, we're offering it for $30 off right now while supplies last at 1776coin.com. And just like an NPR pledge drive where they mark up a coffee cup or a t-shirt or a DVD 300%, that's what we've done with this because it's a fundraiser. But despite that, we're offering $30 off exclusively at 1776 on what coins remain. Please go to 1776coin.com right now.
Like a rock thrown into a pond, your actions, even though they may seem little, have a massive ripple effect throughout time and space. We're actually winning the info war. And when you realize that Band.Video has hundreds and hundreds of censored directors and investigative journalists and talk show hosts whose information is beyond incredible. Hundreds of medical doctors and scientists, all of them right now telling the truth at Band.Video. Millions of people a day visiting Band.Video. But you can take that information and cause a bigger ripple effect, an amplifying effect, and make sure it gets out to your friends, your family, your neighbors, and perfect strangers. You are the modern Paul Revere's. You are what takes our information and amplifies it. When you decide to take action, we as a species and as a race are invincible. So I thank you all for your past action, and I challenge you to redouble your efforts now because humanity and the children are counting on you.
Ladies and gentlemen, a very exciting development has just taken place. I want to encourage you all to go to InfoWarsStore.com and check it out for yourself because it is a very strong, high-quality formula. Down-and-out sleep support, liquid, is very fast-acting, taken out of the tongue. It's got a very good dose of melatonin, passion flower, valerian root extract, lemon balm, and German chamomile. All of these compounds are documented on record to help give you deeper, cleaner, healthier sleep. And that is one of the biggest game changers out there with all the stress we have in this world. And we've got some other great sleep aids as well, and they're excellent. They're all different formulas. But this one is particularly the strongest one we have. So Down and Out, sold out for more than 5 months, is now back available at InfoWarsStore.com. So get better, deeper rest, boost your immune system, and support the InfoWar with Down and Out Sleep Support at InfoWarsStore. Mark Twain, one of America's greatest writers and satirists and minds, famously said more than 150 years ago, rumors of his demise had been greatly exaggerated because the newspapers kept saying he died decades before he did die. And it's the same psyop today. InfoWars is more influential and more powerful than ever because of your support and because of the facts of what we've covered is coming true. But if they can convince you we've been shut down, if they can convince you that we're going away, and you stop supporting, you stop spreading the word, then they do win. Ladies and gentlemen, there's only one group of people that can shut down InfoWars, and that's you, the viewers and listeners. If you decide we're done, we're done. If you decide to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get supplements and books and films and t-shirts and so much more, we will stay on the air indefinitely. It is all in your hands. So thanks for your support. Stand up against the globalists. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and keep us on air. It's up to you.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
This music, you're racist. If you don't like this music, you're anti-Semitic. This is your music now. This is your music. Your food is bugs. Your home will be a prison. Your city will be a concentration camp. And your music will sound like a drunk bird. A bunch of billionaires acting like they think this is good. I've heard better stuff at the open mic at the coffee shop on the corner of my house. Wow, incredible. Really amazing. What is it about elites in art? Like, why do they suck so much? I mean, you just go back. You know, the people that built the civilization that these people are trying to destroy, the art that they produced was unquestionably beautiful. Leonardo da Vinci, right? Michelangelo, the cathedrals, the stained glass windows, the music, the symphonies, Mozart, who was white, by the way. I don't know if I have to explain this. Mozart was a white Christian European man. Not according to the news movie. Not according to the new movie. He's a little black boy. It's okay. That's fine. We had that video in yesterday's folder, actually, if you want to go ahead and pull that up. But it's just, you know, you look back at what the people that have come before, really all the way up until like the early 20th century. You look at some of the skyscrapers that they built in like the, you know, Art Deco 1930 style, the Chrysler building, or the, I think it's the American Air Conditioning building now, but the black and gold building in New York, just stunningly beautiful stuff. I mean, you just take the beauty of a cathedral or any of this, you know, turn of the century and just scale it up to skyscraper.
Hoover Dam.
Amazing. The Hoover Dam. You know, and you see it all the time where it's like there are accounts on Twitter that'll be like, you know, art school 2022, and it's just the most disgusting, like, strip mall concrete block you can imagine. And then it's like a prison in 1800s, and it's just gorgeous, just beautiful, fine craftsmanship on all of the stonework on the side. It's like they used to build prisons that were more beautiful than our museums are now. It's something has happened. Something has happened. And you look at the walls, the art hanging up on their walls, right? They don't have beautiful reproductions of, you know, ancient or Renaissance paintings. It's like pale children being beaten. And somebody painted that, or just like some horrific monster. Yeah, this is the new Mozart movie. He's black. it'd be funny if it wasn't genocidal. Yeah. 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 Just, stealing the cultural creation of entire races of people to serve some racial bias in the modern world. Really incredible stuff. Well done, you guys. But no, it's just like from their architecture to their art to their music to the, you know, these people just like love it. I don't know what it is. They just love it. They love sitting, you know, in some auditorium while some like indigenous, like a demon summoner, like shakes rattles, and they're just like, yes, this is beautiful. Or just like some, you know, the bridge opening in Switzerland, right? They just love, I don't know why they love it, but they love it. They love just sitting there while like some naked goat headed man is like molesting women who are just like floating around like fairies. And they just like, they think it's amazing. They think it's great. And it's any normal person that sees it is just like, what is this? What is going on? Is this a nightmare? Did somebody poison me? Am I dreaming? What is happening here? But they love it. I don't know why. I don't know why. They love the most soulless, just blank, like this. They love this. They think this is so cool. There's like, this is amazing. This is so amazing. I'm so moved by this. It's just a giant eye like vomiting up a dead baby. And they're just like, yeah, cool. No, this is beautiful. I love this. It's just, you can just go to like, you know, you can just look at some like, you know, whatever, like Russian, you know, go look at just like Georgian sword dancers. It's just like awesome, super cool, just like doing flips and like it's so beautiful. And they're like, no. We don't want the traditional Western like beauty aesthetics. We want people that are degenerate and disgusting looking. Maybe they were beautiful, but we're going to make them look ugly for this. And it's just these people, I mean, you know, art is an expression of the soul, and their art is just like their soul. So there's that. the MLK statue earlier this week, they're on a roll, folks. They really are on a roll. Something else. It is weird. It is very weird. Because, like, typically you expect, like, you know, you always think of, you know, the highfalutin, the elites of the society, like they're going to operas, they're going to symphonies, they're going to these like cultural expressions. It's not the case anymore. They're going to spirit cooking parties. Okay. They go to, you know, fake cannibalistic rituals to like slaughter chickens. They don't go and look at beautiful, you know, paintings that have been preserved for 500 years and represent the heights of humanity under, you know, some brilliant epic of civilizational advance. They go and look at like toilets that are on the ground and splattered with red paint. And they're just like, wow, see how it deconstructs art? No, but do you see how our statues have no heads or bodies? No, but that's the cool part about it, actually. Yeah. Again, you know, beauty is truth. There's a quote that I really like that's like, you know, I wish I could remember who it was, but he says, kill a cockroach and you're a hero, kill a butterfly and you're a villain. Morality has beauty standards. And it's true. And these people have no morality. They don't recognize beauty. Beauty is an affront to them because their morality is wrong. And so they love things that are ugly and disgusting and pointless and stupid and easy. Very annoying. Of course, it makes it way, way easier to launder money. Way, way, way easier to get tax write-offs by claiming that a banana taped to a wall is worth $50 million. And then funneling that money to your NGO to pay for the art that's repurposed. It's all a giant scam. Harder to scam that way when it takes you like 200 hours to paint something. Then it's actually worth something because it represents the culmination of the development of civilization and human talent. Wow, I really went off on a tangent there, didn't I? We have a lot of videos to play from World Economic Forum. That was just the first one. It just threw me into a tizzy. Amazing. It's like, it's a musical performance of the World Economic Forum or someone needs to get some WD-40 on their chair. We either got a squeaky chair or a highly paid, very intellectual and academic art performance going on. We don't know which. It's like the Emperor's New Clothes. All right, we'll have to save the videos for next time. We'll go to a phone call here before we close out this segment. Mark in Ohio, the art of the info war. I wonder if you mean like the art of war or if this was a precognitive pun you've made. Thanks for calling in, Mark. You're on the air.
Yes, you're kind of right in a sense. Yes, I was going off of the art of war because that book was written way, way, way before there was even electricity. Mm. So today's type of war, you have communications that, you know, is the first and primary thing, that the ones that will let a group of people know that there's an enemy coming from the east. Mm. So the communication is number one and foremost. Now, InfoWars is the communication link that we need to know what's coming and from what direction it's coming from in all different categories of that. Now, as an artist myself, I do have to say I appreciate the artwork of what InfoWars does, especially from the crew, how they come in with all the different angles, the camera moving, and the little dips that come in to show people what they're looking at. Especially the way you have discussions with your crew every now and then, that's really awesome. But the art of the InfoWar should be more explained in a sense of that the communication that we can find out from what's really going on instead of what they're lying about to tell us what they want us to think is going on.
Yeah, you're right. I completely agree. And look, hey, this crew is, they're all artists. It's totally amazing to see what they come up with every day. And you're right about the art of war. We'll continue this on the other side.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had the success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now because we are over the target and this grief is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
It's your last chance to own a piece of real history. Your support of InfoWars has made history. We've had the most devastating effects against the globalists, and their whole agenda is in deep trouble. But now it's more important for us to stay on air than ever. And if you don't support us, we will shut down. I am asking you from the bottom of my heart to commit even harder to the support you've given to this fight and to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get one of the last signed copies of The Great Reset and The War for the World, my number one worldwide bestseller. You can buy the unsigned book at InfoWars. You can buy it at Amazon, buy it anywhere. But if you want to get the signed copy and be part of a fundraiser to keep us on air at this critical point, if you want to answer our bat signal, please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get your signed copy of The Great Reset and The War for the World right now. I want to thank all of you that did get signed copies, and I want to encourage those of you that didn't to take action now, and please keep us on air. Thank you so much. Please take action.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Why does the establishment spend so much time demonizing InfoWars, attacking myself and the crew and our other host? Because they know we're pro-human. They know we're telling the truth. They know we've got their number. They know everything we do is about empowering humanity. And God gave us through Mother Nature incredible compounds that will supercharge our body's stamina, libido, energy, and immune systems. And we came out many years ago with Real Red Pill Plus that has all the documented compounds like preglinone and so much more to supercharge your body and to give your body the key elements and the key ingredients it needs to function at a proper level. This is the answer to the New World Order's tyranny. This is Real Red Pill Plus, sold out for 2 years, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Red Pill Plus exclusively, InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Back, folks. We will be going out to your phone calls here, but we'll also be showing the videos from the World Economic Forum, including a Japanese journalist confronting Klaus Schwab and Rebel News's Ezra Levant catching John Kerry in an unguarded moment. Very interesting videos we'll go to in just a second. I did want to hold over Mark in Ohio. You're talking about The Art of War, which I can't help but want to keep talking about. I do want to point out that, you know, The Art of War, the book by Sun Tzu that was written so long ago, I mean, it's still like the number one book that is given to like Marine recruits or anybody who's a recruit for a higher office in the Army. I mean, it doesn't matter how the methods have changed, how the weapons have changed, how the technology has changed. The principles that are laid down in that book are as true as they ever were. And I want to point to one of the earliest lines in the book, which simply says, "All warfare is based on deception. All warfare is based on deception." That's been true since this was written 2,000 years ago, and it continues to be true today. The interesting part, Mark, about the info war is we are at war with deception, which is an interesting concept when you take The Art of War into account. But the other, you know, thing I always think about from The Art of War, one of the first commandments from the Bible of warfare is, you know, if you know yourself and you know your enemy, there's no way that you can lose, basically, right? If you know your enemy but don't know yourself, you'll never have victory. And if you know yourself but don't know the enemy, you are also going to be a victim. And so that's why you have them doing things like wanting to ban the word globalist, claiming globalist is anti-Semitic, right? Because if you can't identify your enemy, how are you ever going to know them? I mean, that's the most basic aspect of knowing them, is being able to label them as something. And that's also why we reject, you know, people who are like, it's the Jews, or it's the black, it's these people. It's like, you don't know your enemy then. You might know a portion of your enemy, but the portion of the people you're identifying aren't your enemy, and a portion of your enemy aren't the people you're identifying. So you aren't accurately identifying your enemy. You have already lost the war. So that's why, you know, identifying who these people are and then figuring out why they do what they do, and you know, understanding them, truly right. Understanding them.
But that's why it's important, the fact that we have technology now. Electricity came since that book was written, and we now have communication as the primary part of any kind of battle that we're entering in our lives today. So the communication that InfoWars, the art of InfoWar, brings to us is a truth instead of deception, so that we know what reality is coming at us with, instead of falsities that they teach on every other channel in the world.
Yeah, you're exactly right. So taking the Sun Tzu aspect of it, essentially they are waging war on humanity by deception. And what all we're doing is exposing the deception, right? In the Art of War, they have all these stories, right, where, you know, a commander will send a bunch of oxen, you know, well, I don't even know if this is in Art of War, but it's actually a famous, account from Hannibal actually did it when he was going into Rome. To make it look like his whole army moved, he just tied torches to the horns of bulls and just sent like a herd of bulls away. So from far away, all you saw was like a giant group of torches moving, and they thought the whole army was moving. And so they went and chased a bunch of cows while the real army, you know, went around the backside. So all we're doing here, we aren't meeting their deception with deception. We're exposing their deception. We are the little angel that comes down to your shoulder and goes, those are just bulls. That's a herd of cows you're chasing. The real army is right over that. So by removing that deception and dissolving that illusion that they've cast, then you have that much of a better chance of taking on your enemy.
You have deception in the title itself, the Art of War. Art is creation. Believe me, I'm an artist. I draw on people every single day of my life. I even have an InfoWars tattoo on my leg that I still haven't sent you. But art is creation, not destruction. And the Art of War is really about destruction. So I think the title is incorrect, although you ought to take it and say the Art of the InfoWar, because we, as the people listening to you, have to get the information from a reliable source that we know has 99% accuracy to it rather than 2%.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the weatherman is more accurate today than the newsman.
That's pretty hilarious. That's great. Thank you so much for that call, Mark. I do appreciate it. We are engaged in a true war here, and the same tactics that apply on the battlefield apply in the field of the battlefield of the mind, I guess you could say. And just going through, we should just do a whole special about the Art of War, because it really is so necessary to learn, and just every one of these lines is so so beautiful, right? If he's secured all points, be prepared for him. If he is superior in strength, evade him. If your opponent is of choleric temper, seek to irritate him. Pretend to be weak so that he may grow arrogant. If he's taking his ease, give him rest. Give him no rest. If his forces are united, separate them. Attack him where he's unprepared. Appear where you are not expected. These military devices leading to victory must not be divulged beforehand. Just as true as it's true today in the info war as it ever was with Sun Tzu. And of course, you know, he says that the Art of War is governed by 5 constant factors: the moral law, heaven, earth, the commander, method, and discipline. The commander stands for virtues of wisdom, sincerity, benevolence, courage, and strictness. I think those words do a pretty great job of describing Alex Jones, if you ask me. Wisdom, sincerity, benevolence, courage, and strictness. Nothing there about being liked by the people in power. Nothing there about having the approval of your enemies. Isn't that interesting? No, you need courage. You need a hard line on your morality. You need benevolence, which just on a personal basis, Alex Jones has an overabundance at sometimes. And I hope that you support us in this mission. I hope that you can keep us on the battlefield and keep us waging this information war by going to InfoWarsStore.com. We make it easy for you to do so with the Alex Jones is Right Emergency Super Sale. You get up to 50% off our top selling products at InfoWarsStore.com, and you help us to keep this outlet of free speech operational and on the battlefield. Survival Shield. Oh wait, no, I'm skipping around here. I don't want to tell you something wrong. Survival Shield 2 is not on this list. Super Male Vitality is back in stock and 25% off. Vasobeat Complete has been out of stock for a while, but it's back and 25% off. Alpha Power also 25% off. 1776 Testosterone and X7 Diet Force is 40% off right now. So if you got parts of you that are supposed to move but aren't, get some Diet Force X7. Those parts will limber up right away. I've been told from a very reliable source in Australia. Folks, this whole week, I mean, I guess it's just that Davos is going on. So it's like the Davos and the new, Republican Congress and the people standing up against what's going on. And I mean, even stuff like this, NHL issues statement on players' decision to boycott Pride Night, saying players are free to decide which initiatives to support. I hate that this is a victory for us, but it is a victory. You know, I hate that this is what we have to perceive as a victory, just not being forced by a corporation to bend the knee to a religion you don't adhere to. But hey, it's a victory nonetheless. Things are changing. It wasn't this way 2 years ago. The corporations were not, as confident of standing up against the mob as they are now. All of this has been brought about because of InfoWars. And of course now, because InfoWars paved the way, you've got people in Davos on the ground actually asking questions of these people in a way that they've never been confronted with before. Never in the history of 50 years and more of their secretive little conclaves have they ever had the number of independent reporters on the ground asking them questions from all over the world, by the way. And we'll show you some of those videos in just a second. First, here's Canadian news group Rebel News catching John Kerry in a little surprise journalism for you. Clip number 15. Let's watch.
Secretary Kerry, do you think that the high price of natural gas is actually a helpful thing to get people to transition to a green economy?
I'd love to talk about it, but I just can't do it on the run.
Can you justify being here when you yourself take private jets? Can you answer that? But you've taken a private jet before. No, but you've taken a private jet before to collect a climate change award. You have done that.
I fly commercial. Exclusive.
He can at least just not lie about it.
I fly commercial exclusive.
I exclusively fly commercial. I'm sorry, I can't talk and walk at the same time. That's too hard for me. I'd love to answer your questions, but I'm not going to though, because they expose the hypocrisy deep within my own self-aggrandizement, ego trip, authority figure nonsense I'm pulling off. I'm from Yale. Amazing. I love seeing this. I love seeing this, and we see a lot more of it. Tony Blair has been questioned. Ezra Levant questioned Georgia Governor Brian Kemp about some stuff. I think we have time to – well, we'll play that on the other side. We'll stick to some of these videos on the other side, take more of your phone calls, and we should be joined by Jake Lang. Of course, he's a January 6th prisoner, and it's always – sort of up in the air whether we can get these guys on or not, because obviously their time is not their own, and the prison authorities tend to have a habit of just choosing not to allow them to come on when they're supposed to come on at InfoWars. So we'll see if we can connect with Jake Lang. Hopefully we'll do that in the next hour. Your phone calls, more videos. We are taking on the World Economic Forum. We are their number one enemy. They have targeted us because we represent you. They're targeting us because we represent you. Understand that, and understand it's up to you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and keep us on the air and in the fight.
You want to beat the New World Order? You want to stop their globalist agenda? Well, so do I. And I've been the most effective individual in the fight against the globalists, and I've got their number, and I know how to bring them down. But ladies and gentlemen, I can't do it without your support. And the good news is we're only under about $200,000 a month. The bad news is the enemy is intensifying their attacks on every front, but I'm not going to back down, and I'll never give up, but I could give out. So please keep me on the field. Keep me on the front lines against the enemy while getting great products at the same time that will empower you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com for the best supplements and more, or just make a straight donation, big red banner at the top of InfoWarsStore.com, and that way all the money goes towards the fight, not part of it going towards product cost. But I thank you all for your support. Please commit now to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products and make donations. I thank you for your support. Now take action. The globalists are counting on you not taking action.
I want you to remember two words. InfoWars Platinum. In the history of InfoWars supplements, and they're amazing, this is hands down the most powerful, game-changing products we've ever offered to the public. Now, all three of these are private labels of three national bestsellers put out by a pharmaceutical company that also makes high-end supplements. And the owner's a listener and a supporter. So they're giving them to us at 40% off what they're sold in stores, over 20% off what they're sold online under the InfoWars Platinum brand name. These are incredible. Pain MD, HGH Max Boost, and of course 1776 Testosterone Boost. Read about them at InfoWarsStore.com, learn about them, and then try them out for yourself. And I know you will be a repeat customer, which is awesome. It'll empower your life, make your life more amazing, and it will keep us on the air, a 360 win. InfoWars Platinum, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, we're going to take your calls for the next 5 minutes while we connect with Jake Lang, January 6th prisoner. Let's go to Justin in Chicago. Questions about products you have. Go ahead, Justin, you're on the air from Chicago. Hello, Justin.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead.
Yeah, can you hear me? Hey, how's it going, Harrison?
Good,
thanks. I got something to tell you real quick.
Okay.
So I got a super liberal girlfriend, and the only person I could ever show her is you. Because I don't know, but it's just like the soft demeanor, everything, it clicked. So keep up that shit. But anyway,
Watch your language.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we gotta be careful about that. I appreciate it though. Gotta say.
But yeah,
liberal girls love a skinny white guy. What can I say?
Yeah. But so anyways, the product wise. So I've seen you guys have that HGH Max line and whatnot. What exactly is that, like steroids or what is that exactly? Do you have any idea?
No, it's definitely not steroids. We're definitely not selling steroids. That's a product line that I haven't looked too much into yet. I don't really understand it because I'm not a big like workout guy. So I'm sure, you know, people that work out and, you know, take protein supplements and stuff could probably tell you more about that. I can tell you what I have about it. I'll get the crew to bring me a rundown on it, but that's one of our newer products that I haven't looked into very much just because personally, I don't work out a lot, and I think that's more of a workout thing. But it's definitely not steroids, Justin. I can tell you that with a surety.
Okay, yeah, because I work out a lot. I was looking into that. I wasn't sure exactly what that was.
No, I know. You know what I know about it is just from the ads that have been playing. So if you're watching the show, you probably know as much as I do at this point. But I can look into it and maybe give you a better answer here on the other side of the next break. But I do appreciate. Okay. Go ahead. Last thing, Justin.
So as far as funding and money-wise, so I was having this idea that we, as like listeners and audience members, could contribute. So you know how you guys got like show tips at InfoWars and stuff?
Mm.
I was thinking maybe you guys could offer us ability to pay you guys maybe like $8 and how Twitter does. And what we do is we would give you guys like certain, like say like I'm from Chicago, there's a mayor race going on, right?
Mm.
I know for sure there was like a Wall Street Journal article that's no longer on the internet, but it was exposing all the candidates and the FTX, like how their ties and whatnot.
Mm.
Could no longer find that anymore. So I was thinking maybe if I had a way that I could pay you guys a subscription, that subscription would allow us a certain email access that you would send us. And then you could create InfoWars Chicago and have someone group together some articles that we people pay to send you guys. Then you guys could put it together. Then it could be InfoWars Wyoming, InfoWars Chicago, InfoWars New York.
You know, that is an interesting idea. And I don't know if you were watching yesterday, but I talked about, you know, we were having a little meeting during the show. And I can't tell you too much about what's coming up, but just know that InfoWars has always been sort of reshaping itself, continually evolving to match the needs of the media atmosphere that we're in, whether it's, you know, going onto the internet, you know, one of the first news outlets to actually pioneer, you know, distribution in that way. The influence that we've had there is really incredible. But there are a lot of things coming down the pipe. I can't tell you too much about what they are, but there's stuff similar to what you're talking about, coming down the pipe, Justin. So stay tuned to know that InfoWars, you know, we're not going to be not doing what we're doing now, but we'll be adding stuff to the future, that is, I don't know what I can say without giving anything away, and I don't want to say something that's not true and have people go, well, you said you were doing this and now you're not doing it. So I'll just avoid talking too much about it, but just know there's lots of ideas similar to yours that are in the air right now, Justin, here at InfoWars, and we're trying to, expand in different directions. And I'll leave it as vague as that. Folks, InfoWars Platinum HGH Max Boost Fruit Punch is a dietary supplement that can be used as a nighttime or daytime formula that supports the release of the body's natural hormonal compounds for healthy neurotransmitter support. You can find HGH Max Boost. It's not steroids. I can tell you that right now. Although it's so powerful, you might think it should be illegal. HGH Max Boost, InfoWarsStore.com, on sale for 40% off right now.
InfoWars has made history. You have made history by supporting InfoWars. The globalists are being defeated on every front. And now is the time to not just sit on our laurels because we're winning battles. Let's win the war, the information war. There's nothing you can do more important than keeping InfoWars on air and the fight for liberty. I don't think anybody denies that fact. And I thank you for your past support. But I'm encouraging you now to get one of the very last coins in a four-coin series, the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin, exclusively at 1776coin.com. And you can get $30 off this historic pure silver coin with promo code 1776 at 1776coin.com. No more of these will be made. If you want the coin, it's exclusively available right now for limited time at 1776coin.com. $30 off when you use promo code 1776. Thank you for your support.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Third hour of American Journal has begun. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Infowars.com and band.video is where you go to watch this live stream, download it, re-upload it, share it, won't you? We need to get the word out. And I especially want people to hear from my next guest. His name is Jake Lang. He is a January 6th political prisoner who's been behind bars for 2 years and is still awaiting trial. His documentary, The Truth About January 6th, has millions of views, and his follow-up documentary, Freedom Isn't Free, January 6th, The First Battle of the Second American Revolution, is available at j6truth.org. You can also support him at j6legal.org, and the website to find his new book is patriotprisoner.com. That's patriotprisoner.com. Jake, thank you so much for joining us.
Harrison, God bless you, brother.
Well, God bless you. How you doing? I hope you're doing well.
Doing very strong. The grace of the Lord is always sufficient for me. And I know all my Sam Six brothers feel the same way. You know, we're sustained by God and his love for us. No matter what darkness, the government and shade they throw on us, the light of Christ burns brighter inside each one of us than they could ever cover.
Well, amen, and no, you've got millions of people out here praying for you and working for you and, you know, understanding very thoroughly, you know, what is happening to you and what's being done to you, and it's just awful. But, I mean, my God, you are more productive in prison than most people are in the real world, from the documentaries, and now you have a new book. Tell us what you're working on and you know, how you have the energy to work on this stuff, you know, knowing that you're being treated in the way that you are.
Yeah, thank you for that. I mean, I'm just driven. I'm driven by my convictions to remain true to that same energy I brought to the Capitol on January 6th, that liberty or death, 1776-style patriotism is all out. There's no plea to tyranny. There's no sitting back and letting the next guy do it. You got to stand up. Every individual man and woman has to take action for themselves and contribute everything they can contribute, whether it's a lot or a little, whatever God has given you to contribute, do it. And try to save this country, because if, you know, brave men and women who know to do good do nothing, then that's how evil takes over. So that's what I'm driven by. I'm just driven by you know, that understanding that if I don't do anything, then, you know, I can't rely on the next person to, especially no Washington politician or even lawyer or anything. You got to do what you can do and do it today.
100%. I could not agree more. Your new book is called Patriot Prisoner. People can find it at patriotprisoner.com. Tell us about the book, or they can pre-order it now. So it's not out yet. Tell us about the book, what's going to be in the book and timeline and everything.
Yeah, so Patriot Prisoner is the story of my last 24 months as a political prisoner right here in America. It's a comprehensive, like, expose, an inside look at everything January 6th related, all the gruesome details of the Capitol protest and how the Capitol Police turned on us and started murdering American citizens, the inside story of Roseanne Boylan being murdered in my arms by Capitol Police, redcoats, the inside story of inside that tunnel, that 3-hour-long battle for the Constitution and for American liberty that transpired inside the Capitol tunnel, that really nobody knows the full story of. It's been so obscured and obfuscated by the government because of all the, I mean, horrific acts of police brutality that happened in the tunnel, but also the brave acts of American defense and unity and strength that we showed inside that tunnel. So, you know, you'll never get a look like this inside the events of January 6th inside the prison cells, the solitary confinement gulags for the last 24 months, the relationships we've been able to form, me, the other Jan Sixers, our prayer groups, our chats, our how we inspire each other and keep each other going. It's a really full and powerful look at what it's like to be a political prisoner in the 21st century as an American patriot, striving against tyranny while also being attacked at every angle from the American news media, from the prosecutors, from the government, from the January 6th Select Committee, Congress members, from everybody and anybody. And so, you know, you're never going to read another documentary like this. I can guarantee you that this is going to be an historical account of the protester side of what really happened on January 6th and what's been happening to us since, the travesties of justice, the aberrations of our constitutional rights that we've suffered under. And, you know, I just implore everybody who's listening to go and pre-order it. The first chapter is already out for a teaser on Gateway Pundit. If you look up my name, Jake Lang, on Gateway Pundit, you'll see that. And so the first chapter kind of gives, you know, a little insight to my writing style and how I approach this and whatnot. But, yeah, patriotprisoner.com to pre-order the book. I really appreciate it. I'm so grateful for every single pre-order. And 50% of the sales from the book are going to support the January 6th legal fund I started to get lawyers for the Jan Sixers who still need help. There are still dozens and dozens of us that have court-appointed liberal attorneys that don't stand with us. They actually stand against us. They say things to us like, you guys were there that day to steal our vote. And, you know, just, I mean, you can't have a defense attorney who's not on your side. So, you know, that's why I started the J6 Legal Fund. And so 50% of the book sales are going donated to the J6 Legal Fund. It's for a great cause. You won't have a more riveting and more powerful read. I guarantee you that. And so, yeah, patriotprisoner.com. Please pre-order.
PatriotPrisoner.com is where you can pre-order the book, and I'm glad you put it in the way that you did. I was going to say, this is historical. I mean, this is a real historical document. It almost reminds me of like Gulag Archipelago, where, you know, without that book, we would have never heard the story of the number of people that were brutalized by the Soviet regime. In this way, I mean, if we allow the fake news to become the history of tomorrow, everybody will look back and think that this was a big they were trying to steal it was a coup, it was an insurrection, they were all racist and anti-Semite. And I mean, you know, today's fake news becomes tomorrow's unquestionable history. I think it's very important that you put this out to tell the real story. I mean, how do you want the January 6th event to be perceived in history, Jake? Like 100 years from now, what do you want people to believe?
Perfect question. That's the best question I've been asked on an interview in a year or longer, maybe more. Thank you, Harrison. God bless you. You're on point. This is my message to American people. January 6th was the most prolific event to happen in American history in a very long time. I'd say decades, maybe 50 years, because it's a signal that the citizens, we the people, are still in control. We showed the New World Order. We showed the governments across the world, the tyrannical despotic regimes like communist China that are popping up, that the American backbone, that the citizen is still in power. We are the inherent sovereign citizens. We control. And if we band together and unite, there's nothing that can stop us. And that's why January 6th is so important. It was free men standing up against tyranny, unarmed, peacefully protesting, attacked by their own government. But we stood our ground and we took the Capitol that day. And it's so important because, you know what, I tell this story to a lot of people inside here in jail just to kind of explain to them why it means so much. You remember the movie 300?
There
was the Spartans, Harrison.
Of course,
but
of course.
The very last scene, Leonidas, big bearded Leonidas, he sacrifices himself to get this one last shot off with his spear. On Xerxes, on the king of Babylon and Persia. And because Xerxes is exalting himself as a god king and trying to, have the perception that he is God and that he is invincible. And so Leonidas sacrifices himself for this spear throw, and he doesn't kill the guy, but he rips his cheek in half and he spears him through the face. And so what that was is it showed that he's no god king, that
Leonidas showed with his last breath that a god can bleed. That is such a great point, and that's exactly what was revealed on January 6th. We'll be back on the other side with Jake Lang. I got goosebumps, man. It's so true. What a historical, monumental event. PatriotPrisoner.com is where you get the book.
Like a rock thrown into a pond, your actions, even though they may seem little, have a massive ripple effect throughout time and space. We're actually winning the info war. And when you realize that Band.Video has hundreds and hundreds of censored directors and investigative journalists and talk show hosts whose information is beyond incredible, hundreds of medical doctors and scientists, all of them right now telling the truth at Band.Video. Millions of people a day visiting Band.Video. But you can take that information and cause a bigger ripple effect, an amplifying effect, and make sure it gets out to your friends, your family, your neighbors, and perfect strangers. You are the modern Paul Revere's. You are what takes our information and amplifies it. When you decide to take action, we as a species and as a race are invincible. So I thank you all for your past action, and I challenge you to redouble your efforts now, because humanity and the children are counting on you.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing InfoWars' super high-end supplement line at up to 50% off what the same formulas are sold for in stores. It's InfoWars MD, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new line of super quality CBD oils that are incredibly good for your entire body at InfoWarsStore.com. We have Libido RX, Better Mood, Nitric Boost, Mushroom Max Powerful Nootropic, Angel's Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, and more. Our turmeric formula is 95% curcuminoid, the strongest and best on the market. These formulas and more under the InfoWars MD banner are at InfoWarsStore.com. They are private labeled clones of the top brands in the country, for up to 50% off where you're going to find them in stores and on other online stores. This is our new InfoWars MD incredible line.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Well, folks, it's been 2 years to the day. It was 2 years ago today, January 20th, that Joe Biden was inaugurated, appointed in a ceremony reminiscent of some dystopian, hellish teen novel. No crowd, just alone with Lady Gaga in a military lockdown surrounded by barbed wire fence, just desolate war zone. Why? Well, because a couple people had an unapproved and unauthorized stroll through the Capitol a few days before. It's really incredible what they've made of this. Jake Lang is my guest. He's a January 6th political prisoner. Get your pens ready, folks. I have some websites for you to go to. There's j6truth.org where you can find his newest documentary called Freedom Isn't Free, January 6th, The First Battle of the Second American Revolution. That, again, is j6truth.org. j6legal.org is where you can go to donate and contribute to the January 6th Political Prisoners Fund. And you can also find Jake's new book at patriotprisoner.com. That's patriotprisoner.com, and you can pre-order the book there. There's a preview of the first chapter at Gateway Pundit, and, of course, you said half the proceedings go towards the January 6th legal fund. Is that right, Jake?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so patriotprisoner.com, again, is where you can pre-order that book. So I asked you, you know, how you want people in history to see January 6th. My next question is, outside of fantasy, how do you think people are going to see January 6th? Do you think that 100 years from now, when people are outside of the current political maelstrom, people will be able to see clearly what's been going on and what's happened and the year leading up to January 6th? I mean, are people going to be able to see this clearly? Or do you think, you know, what do you think the perception of January 6th is going to be in the future?
I think it's actually going to grow stronger because we're going to get more distance from the ridiculous lies of the mainstream media. You can't hide optic. Just like it's phenomenal that you just mentioned it. Yes, 2 years ago, there was a communist coup d'etat performed on America, a military takeover with Joe Biden surrounded by 30,000 machine gun armed troops with Humvees and 50 calibers on top of them, basically removing the will of the people and doing a military takeover of our country. And so if this were to happen in any other country without CNN blaring all kinds of propaganda and, you know, calling us insurrectionists all day, if you were to just look at the raw optics of this from a distance, from a 100-year distance, from a 20-year distance, you would see, okay, I think the will of the people here has been squashed and it's a military-style takeover of whatever country this is, even, you know, without all the propaganda and the blaring news headlines and stuff. Any rational and normal human being can see that when a million unarmed citizens showed up at the Capitol, that's the will of the people. And whatever they were protesting and redressing their grievances for is the will of the people. And when you lock down the Capitol with barbed wire and 50 caliber machine guns, that's obviously the will of the military and the people in power, the oligarchy. And so hopefully God willing, the individuals and, you know, just the raw facts of the day will just come to light and not be hidden for time immemorial. And so that's what I think is going to happen. People are going to remember that day as the will of the people standing up against tyranny. And I'm sure of that. I'm firm. I stand firm in that. These mainstream news media lies will not stand because of the efforts of myself and you, Harrison, and all the other conservative, real 1776 patriots out there who are exposing the truth and making this content and informing people on what really went down, like the new documentary we just put out.
Yeah, and again, that documentary is Freedom Isn't Free, January 6th, the first battle of the second American Revolution. And I love the way that you just put it, because, right, it was the propaganda that was necessary to disguise this open military coup as something other than what it was. And just the way that you put it, a million unarmed people protesting peacefully versus, you know, a small number of oligarchs. I mean, it couldn't be more clear what's going on. And it's almost like people don't realize that when this happens in other countries, those countries' media also is telling the story that the regime wants them to tell. Do you know what I mean? That, like, when we see a coup, if we were to see what happened on January 6th, if we were to see that take place in another country where the new, so, you know, unelected but appointed person is put in place with the military surrounded, you would also expect that country's media outlets to be controlled by that same group pulling off the coup and tell everybody, oh, those protesters were insurrectionist. They were dangerous. I don't know if I'm explaining this well, but it's like people are incapable of seeing what's going on because of this wall of propaganda that is necessary for any coup to take place, not just in America, but around the world. It's always an aspect, the media participation in the coup and doing the will of the regime. Talk about why that was so important for January 6th.
Yeah, you know, they're complicit, and they're actually the main drivers of all the division in this country. You know, January 6th should have been a mass unifying event. The average American should have felt empowered and strong that, you know, the politicians, these wicked, corrupt politicians, the swamp of D.C. can be overrun at any given moment by a largely elderly crowd full of women and older veterans, too. A lot of good young patriot men out there, too, like myself, fighting for the country. But, you know, this was not an armed militia organized event. This was just a bunch of pissed off American patriots that went to the Capitol, peacefully protested, got attacked by oath breaking redcoats who are protecting the coup d'etat of communists happening on the inside. And instead of running like cowards, we stood our ground and we took what is rightfully ours, the people's house.
Amen. And that's the position we've taken here at InfoWars, you know, since the day it happened and I was live on air watching it all unfold. It was a beautiful and glorious thing. I wouldn't be saying that if they'd burned down the Capitol, if they'd been murderous, if they'd gone in with guns and slaughtered innocent people. There's no way I'd be saying the same thing. But what we saw was a peace, 99.9% peaceful protest. And when you watch the video, you can see it's the cops that start the violence in the first place. So I think it's of the utmost importance that we get the correct perspective on this, you know, out now, start pushing it now, never stop pushing it, because 50 years from now, we don't want the only narrative to be the one coming from the mainstream media. That is totally unacceptable, but that's what they desire. Jake Lang is not going to let them do that by speaking up against it. J6Legal.org, J6Truth.org, and of course, PatriotPrisoner.com to get the book. We got about a minute left. Jake, just what's your message to the American people?
You know, don't put your faith in Washington politics. Don't put your faith in politicians. Don't put your faith in a political party. Do not put your faith in a midterm. Put your faith in the Most High God and Him alone. You know, this country is never beyond saving. God resurrected His own Son. He is the God of bringing the dead back to life. Impossible situations become possible. He'll lead us out of this this struggle that America's in right now. He'll lead the prisoners out again. It's just like He did to the Israel out of Egypt. He'll do for the Jan Sixers out of these prisons, and I'm sure of it. So just keep your faith strong, keep your head held high, and know that the Jan Sixers are in here. We will continue to fight for you. Liberty or death, 1776. God bless everybody. Love you all. Go to J6Truth.org. Watch the new documentary. All the links are there for the book, for the J6 Legal Fund, J6Truth.org.
J6Truth.org, PatriotPrisoner.com. Thank you so much, Jake. God bless you. We'll talk to you again soon, and just thank you for everything that you're doing. We'll be back, folks, with your phone calls. Don't go anywhere.
In early 2022, InfoWars launched a very important fundraiser that kept us on air. Your support of that fundraiser is the reason we are still here today fighting the globalist and having incredibly successful results. So I thank you for your past support. Now, that was a three-coin series, the founding member coin. The final coin that we're putting out for a long time is the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin, exclusively available at 1776coin.com. There are only a few thousand of the coins left. And yes, there's a markup on the coins because that's why it's a fundraiser. And the coin is a collector's item memento of your support during the Second American Revolution. So if you want to get one of these coins, they're going fast, and you can get $30 off on the coin with promo code 1776 at 1776coin.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air. I'm pointing my finger at you. And I'm also pointing it right back at myself. You forget to take your multivitamins. You forget to take your vitamin D3. You forget to take your Brain Force Plus. You forget to take DNA Force Plus. You forget to take the X3. And you know it makes your life better. And you know it makes you healthier. And you constantly forget. And when you remember to do it, you're a lot healthier. This stuff will blow you away. Plus, it funds our operation. We got the biggest sale of the year going right now at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code 1776 to get up to 60% off on these best-selling products. The lowest deal is 40%. Most of the sales are 60 or 50% when you use promo code 1776. There's too many products to tell you about them all. They're all kick-ass. They keep us on the air. Please continue to support, and I love you, and I thank you. 1776 at InfoWarsStore.com. Look, it's not hype when you've delivered. And InfoWars has been the tip of the spear against tyranny. And when it comes to the products we sell to fund our operation, they're just like our news and information. They are powerful and they change the world. The Real Red Pill Plus is one of our top sellers, but for over 2 years, it's been sold out because of supply chain breakdowns. It's finally back in stock for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the limited time we have, I can't get into all the ingredients that are in it, but this sucker is amazing. Look for yourself and how loaded each bottle is, ladies and gentlemen. Every one of these will supercharge your day and everything you do. Just look into the preglinone that we've got that's in this product. Get your Real Red Pill Plus, a proprietary product nobody else has, exclusively back in stock for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is as close as the Matrix Red Pill as you're going to get. Red Pill Plus, 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now launching the most powerful supplements in the history of InfoWars under a new brand name, InfoWars Platinum. Now, all three of these revolutionary products you see in front of you are already number one bestsellers in the market for the last few years because they work so well. We've gone right to the manufacturer, who are listeners, the owner's a fan, and they've given us this huge deal off of retail, 40% off what these products are found for under other names. And not just under one name. They sell these under three or four other brands that other major distributors and suppliers have put out. The difference is we have it for 40% off what it is in stores. We're talking about Pain MD. We're talking about HGH Max Boost. We're talking about 1776 Testosterone Boost. These things are incredible. I would suggest you take half a dose or less when you first do and consult your healthcare provider because they're so powerful. Get them at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
We're entering into the timeline, the Twilight Zone, folks. The alternative timeline. We're passing through dimensions. Our psychic energy is being discombobulated by chaotic resonant frequencies. It's all
coming apart, folks. It's wild. You know, the way that the arguments change over time, there's got to be like a study of that. There's got to be like an academic field that is just studying the way that arguments about certain topics change over time. Any topic, right? It doesn't matter what it is. And, you know, you can call it like the wheel of conspiracy. That's what I always call it, right? You're on this wheel of conspiracy where you go from it's not happening, you're crazy for thinking that it is. Okay, it is happening, but it's not what you it's not happening the way that you think. Okay, it is happening the way that you think, but not because of what you said. To finally, yes, it is exactly what you said. It's happening exactly the way that you said, and it's a good thing, and you're a conspiracy theorist for not wanting it, right? That's just the way that it always goes. But there's a different cycle happening. There's a different pattern replicating itself over and over again in the public sphere, and that is leftist saying they want something very simple and easy and it's no big deal and you're crazy for opposing this. People, we just want people to live their lives. We want people to love who they want to love. Something very reasonable and understandable. And when they say that, you have people on the right seeing where it's going and going, no, 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 no. We're not giving you this one step because we can see where this ends. And we know where you're taking this and we don't want that, so we're going to stop here. And those prognostications, that prediction is deemed crazy and biased and bigoted and hateful. And it's not true. And these people are just fear mongers. And usually that argument wins out. So the people, the leftists get what they want. Whatever the right winger said was going to happen does happen. And the left wing then alters its argument to say, well, it's a good thing this is happening, or it doesn't matter that this is happening because we have to do it anyway. I don't know if I'm explaining this well, but the perfect example is, of course, the transgender bathroom issue, right? They're like, well, we just want people to be able to use the bathroom without being questioned about their – nobody deserves to be questioned about that. They should be able to just go into the bathroom that they belong to, and it's not going to hurt anybody. And anybody claiming that there's going to be, you know, rapes because of transgender bathrooms, or there's going to be voyeurs who use this as an excuse to look at women, that's fear-mongering. That'll never happen. They're just trying to demonize trans people. And so they get the trans bathrooms, and then inevitably what happens is all the things that the right-wingers predicted. There are rapes, there are violations, there is, trauma and sexual violence. And in this case, the instead of going, oh, well, we didn't realize this was going to happen, we better change things around because it looks like you were right. This is dangerous for women and girls for this to happen. Instead, they're actually championing these people, the people who commit the violations of a sexual nature in bathrooms. And it's especially crazy because of who these people are. Because of who these people are. Like, it would be one thing. It really wouldn't. It really wouldn't be different at all, really. But you could at least understand how, if it was like, they're so upset and they show you a picture and everybody's like, well, that's a woman. It's like, no, it's actually a man, but he's very convincing. He looks just like, if you didn't know better, you would think this was a woman. But that's not the case of what's happening here. The people that are involved in the scandals recently, Mad TV couldn't come up with a better character. I was going to say SNL, but they don't come up with good characters anyway. No, Mad TV from the 90s could not have come up with a more appropriate looking character for us to point to as the example of why this should have never been allowed to happen in the first place. Santee YMCA controversy. A trans-identified male at the center of Santee YMCA controversy had previously sued a gym for access to the women's facilities. This was the woman, like, you remember the video we played earlier in the week of the young girl. She was 17 years old. She was taking a shower in her YMCA after doing a little swim. Underage girl opens up the curtain to see this man standing there buck naked with his junk out waiting for her.
I'm a transgender female.
Christine Wood. I mean, these pictures. Is this not a Mad TV skit? Is this not a character of cartoonish extravagance? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can't tell. I mean, can we just go back to that picture. Go back to the picture from the article that y'all just pulled up. I mean, come on. You guys.
But I understand we have a competitor here. We're doing a little trans off.
A challenger has approached.
A challenger has entered the ring. Matt, we're going head to head. Here's my champion. This is my champion. This fine young lady here. 50 for our radio listeners. We're heavily obese.
Okay.
55-year-old black man in a blonde wig.
In this corner, we've got a biological male who considers filing a human rights complaint after being barred from a British Columbia women's gym.
All right, let's see him. Let's see our other contender. Can we pull him up?
Klein Simpson has identified as a woman for years, and she wants to get into better shape. So she went to the Body Works gym for women in Parksville for a membership. Klein Simpson says she was initially welcomed, but after one workout, she was informed she was not allowed at the women's only gym.
Heavyweight championship.
Saying, sorry, we made a mistake. You're not actually allowed to be here, but you're more than welcome. She's a co-ed facility. And, I kind of just hung up because I was extremely devastated. What? I mean,
my
really
question is, why is he trying Klein to get Simpson fit when he can just identify as a healthy, thin person?
She's been on hormone I don't get it.
If your physical body doesn't actually matter, then don't go to the gym and just pretend you've got a six pack.
Harrison, do you want to get in the ring with university? Him?
No.
I didn't quite understand why that was like uncomfortable because I didn't know. I was trans at the time. I still thought I was a guy as well. But it was just important to me to, like, be in a place that would be, like, explicitly accepting. Like, you know, you are a woman. You can, you know, you're allowed to be here.
The gym's owner says members have a diversity of sexual identities, but he believes Klein Simpson would fit better at their co-ed gym where there are gender-neutral change rooms.
Do we pick the comfort of the transgender person, and they may not be as comfortable at the co-ed gym, but at least that's an alternative? Or do we pick the comfort of the young girls that are working out there? They may not feel comfortable. I don't know if is that fair to them, and what would parents think? What would you think if this is your daughter there?
Negra says he's open to ideas and options. Klein Simpson says she understands some may be uncomfortable with trans people.
I mean, all it takes is education. I mean, you know, like, once you understand, you know, like, trans women are women, trans men are men, non-binary people are who they say they are, and I mean, it's as simple as that. Like, and if you're still if you still feel uncomfortable after that, I mean, that's on you.
She's going public because she doesn't want this to happen to other trans people. She says she's considering a complaint.
His knees are 4 feet apart right now.
Tribunal.
The least ladylike person I've ever seen in my entire life. Just,
it's the female version of Fat Bastard.
I mean, we're living in a Mad TV skit. We are living in a poorly made B-movie comedy from the 90s. And we're supposed to take these people seriously. It really is something else. I want to go, let's go, you know, why not? Let's go to clip number 8 here. No, we'll go to it on the next side. We'll go to it on the other side. But the Flyers guy who says he doesn't want to participate in the LGBT Pride Night. This guy's yelling at him. We'll show you the clip on the other side being like, go to Russia. And it's just like, is this what we stand for? This is what we stand for. Just middle-aged men, like obese middle-aged men who don't even try to even remotely appear or seem ladylike. Like, literally, it's this dude just like hunched over, just like sitting with his legs way apart, just like waddling down the street, just like, you're not educated enough. You just don't have the education to understand that I'm a woman.
And if, after you've been educated, if you feel uncomfortable,
that's on you, mate.
That's
on you, man. You're the one that thinks you just need to be educated.
How about you stick your head between my thighs?
Again, if you want to dress up like ladies, that's fine. You don't get to go into their locker rooms, you weird perverts. Enough. We're done. We're done talking about this. Be whoever you want. Away from me.
InfoWars is winning. InfoWars is reaching more people than ever. We were supposed to be off the air months and months and months ago. Mainstream media told you, but it's not true. They told you we were going to be shut down. They told you we owed $1.5 billion. None of that's true. It's all being appealed. They want you to think InfoWars is dead. But if you simply stand up and support InfoWars, we've got years and years of appeals, and we will not be taken off the air. But if they can convince you that we've been shut down, they're going to win. Don't let the globalists psyop you and your family. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get incredible products, supplements, books, films, t-shirts, you name it, that fund the InfoWar and empower your life, and let the globalists know their psyop has not worked. Thanks for keeping us on air. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com today, because the only people that can take us off the air is you, the viewers and listeners. The majority of you have not been psyoped, but some of you had. Do not let the globalists brainwash you. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to keep us on the air. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your last chance to get a historic signed copy of my number one best-selling book, The Great Reset and The War for the World, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Yes, you can get the book in stores. You can find it online. But if you want to get a historic signed copy and be part of our fundraiser to stay on air, go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the book section and get your signed book. There are only about 1,000 of these left. And when they're gone, they're gone. I'm never going to sign the book again. We have a little limited edition thing coming out later. There's a piece of art that goes with the book, but I haven't even decided when I'm going to do that. It may never happen. But for just simple, straight-up signed books and to be part of this fundraiser, this is the last time you'll be able to get the signed book at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you all for your support. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get your signed book today, and I thank you for keeping us in the fight against the globalists. I am extremely honored to be seen by the globalists as their number one enemy. I am blessed to know that our information is so hardcore that the enemies of humanity are obsessed with silencing us. They know if the truth about their globalist operations is exposed, it's game over. And all over the planet, humanity is awakening and peacefully fighting back. And our main tool is free speech and the truth we promote using free speech. That's why when you share articles and videos from Band.Video or InfoWars.com or NewsWars.com, it changes the world. And that's why when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get amazing products that empower you and your body and your immune system and that of your family, you're also empowering the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalist. The fight starts at InfoWars.com, and the support of the fight starts at InfoWarsStore.com. God bless, and thank you all for your support. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars Live products have always been the highest quality, triple tested, and you've seen the rave reviews. But doing deep research, we made contact with the top company in the United States, and it turned out they were supplying almost all the raw materials to the companies that we were already using. So we've gone directly to the source, and that means we can give you lower prices on the very same high-quality supplements, and in some cases, even better. Introducing InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars MD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com has 10 new products. Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Nitric Boost, Mushroom Max, a nootropic, Angel's Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, and more. Just take the Superfood Greens. This is the highest quality greens out there, and it's at a price way, way lower than the same product on store shelves for up to twice the cost. Find InfoWars MD at InfoWars Store.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Final segment of American Journal, this Friday edition, closing out the week here. And, you know, a lot of times we're very hardcore, like, covering all this news and just getting it out there and you know, getting you what you need to know. But I think the real, like the most important thing, everything in warfare is morale, is fear. Like fear rules the battlefield. Phobos, right, was the god of battle. Phobia comes from that term in ancient Greek. And so it's like there are times where, and I don't know, maybe I'm just making, you know, justifications for myself every once in a while, but maybe y'all are in the same mindset where it's like, yes, all this stuff is very serious. Yes, it all needs to be treated with the sincerity that it deserves and the seriousness that it deserves and the, you know, know, to be treated as the threat that it really is. But we're in this weird situation where it's actually, I think, strategically effective to laugh at these people, to mock these people, to actually have humor and joy in the face of all of this. Because they want you miserable. They want you fearful. They want you cowed. They want you angry. They want you to not enjoy your life and not, you know, laugh at their absurdity. They want you, you frightened of your fellow human being. We're going to laugh at all of this. We're going to mock it all. We're also going to do it with full understanding that
people are people.
People are people. I mean, they
deserve dignity, but they also deserve to respect other people, right?
That's a great way to put it. And that if we're being asked to participate in absurdities, we're going to laugh at it. Again, like it would be a very different, it really would be a different story. And it shouldn't be, really, if you think about it, it shouldn't be. But like, if you had multiple of these stories, as we have today, stories of men wanting to or demanding to or actually going into women's locker rooms, working out in women's gyms. And if every one of these stories, you did a lineup and they all looked like, who's the Kardashian guy that transformed?
Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn Jenner, right? At least Caitlyn Jenner, like, kind of looks like a lady a little bit. I mean, you can tell. You can tell. But he's put in the effort. He's gotten the surgeries.
Bit of an enigma.
He's a bit of an enigma, you know, a bit of a...
We can respect him for competing with the men.
Yeah, yeah.
But for competing with the men?
Instead, every single one of them is just a gross dude. It's just, it's weird. It's very weird. It's very weird. And I'd like to issue a correction, actually. Because I compared the other guy, Christine Wood, who was the one who exposed himself to the underage girl in the YMCA. I made the mistake of comparing him to a Mad TV skit. I'd like to do a little compare and contrast right now. Because we actually have an image of Aries Spears from Mad TV dressed up like a cross-dressing obese black woman.
This used to be acceptable comedy, right?
It used to be acceptable comedy. It also used to be hilarious. It was ridiculous. He actually kind of looks like a lady in this. So let's just compare and contrast A and B. Which one is more ridiculous? Let me see if I can zoom in a little. We are beyond Mad TV. We are beyond parody. Mad TV actually looks better than the person that is actually demanding to shower with your daughter. The Aries Spears, cartoonishly bad, cross-dressing.
Which one would you rather hang out with?
Which one would you rather expose their junk to a five-year-old in the locker room at the YMCA? So again, it's not, it's like you gotta laugh at this. We're supposed to not laugh at this? We're supposed to take this seriously? We're supposed to treat this man like a woman and let him go shower with little girls? No, it's not going to happen. And it's hilarious, you would ask. It's a great joke. It's a great bit. Get out of the locker room. Very funny. Go to jail now, please. Just wild, wild stuff. And again, my personal life, couldn't care less. Dress up however you want. Wear whatever you want to wear. Be whatever you want to be. Absolute.
In like 99.999 of the outside world, be who you want to be, wherever you want to be, except for in places where young women and young men are getting dressed and are vulnerable.
Yeah.
That's just that's the only zone.
That's what
we're asking.
That's just so funny. Why was I thinking about that? I was thinking about just like the, almost doing another skit with it where it's like, cause we were talking about the, I guess it was that clip from the Oxford Union where the guy was saying, there is no finish line to progress. We're just going to do this forever. And I was thinking about just like the gay rights movement and, it was some tweet where it was somebody saying, we will fight for gay rights. And it was somebody else just being like, you have all of the rights that you could ever have. What are you fighting for? And I was just thinking about the cycle. And this goes back to sort of, you know, what I was saying earlier, the cycle of argumentation that goes down. It's like, we demand gay rights. It's like, all right, great. What can we do for you? It's just like, well, we want to be able to love who we want to love. Okay, you can. Go ahead. All right. Well, then we want to, we don't want to face discrimination for loving who we want to love. Great. It's illegal. People can't discriminate against you for that. You're more than welcome. All right. Well, we want to be represented in media and in commercials. Like, well, you're actually vastly overrepresented. So not only do we check that off, I mean, we're going over and above, on that. And it's like, eventually they get to a point where it's just like, you have all of the rights. You have nothing to complain about. You cannot force other people to like you or like your choices. That's off the table. That's just literally an impossibility. You cannot demand other people like you or treat you well. Like, that just doesn't work. So it's impossible. So beyond the impossible, what else can we do for you? And now it's just like, well, we demand that old men in dresses be able to, you know, watch your 5-year-old shower. And it's just like, no, that's not a right. That's not a right that you have. And telling you no is not denying you a right. We've gone too far, folks. So it's just like, we will fight for gay rights. Eventually, you have all of the rights that you could possibly have.
Yeah, they crossed the finish line so long ago.
Like, so long ago.
They've done like an extra lap.
Yeah.
The finish line's back there, bro.
They're just, but that's the thing. It's that we are such an open and accepting culture in America. You have nothing legitimate to complain about. And so now you're trying to force yourself into like the locker room at your YMCA to look at little girls, and you're claiming that that's oppressing you. It's not. It's just not. That's just not how it works. So the skit would have to be something like that, right? After this back and forth where it's just like, we demand this right. And it's like, yeah, you have that right. Go ahead. It's like, well, and then we demand this right. It's like, yep, you have that too. And it's like, well, then we demand to be able to go into the locker room and shower with little girls. And it's like, well, no, you can't do that. And they're like, oh, see, we're oppressed. See, I told you we were oppressed. I told you we were oppressed. And if we don't get to shower with little girls, then it will be a genocide against trans people. And it's just like, stop. Just stop. Take a deep breath
and
go live your life.
And the scary thing about it, right, is that this is a giant ash experiment,
right?
That, you know, you've got all these people saying, no, it's this way, even though your senses and science up until 2015, mm-hmm. right,
yep.
you know, said, oh, no, that's yes. But I guess, you know, the workaround here for people that are, let's say they're women's only gym owners would be to convert your gym into a biological women's only gym. And then,
I guess
then
so.
You're probably good.
I guess so. I mean, I guess that's a solution, I guess. I'm just the first trans woman that they know of at that gym. I promise you I won't be the last.
And then, you know how people fight back, right? You get some people, and this is unsavory, so I'm warning you. If you have young children or you're sensitive.
All right, we're running out of time here, Matt. What are you going to say?
Let's dress up in some Klan hoods and go work out at the gym. And when the gym says, hey, we can refuse the service to anybody, right? And
are you suggesting we be trans racist, trans KKK members? I don't understand.
Yeah, it's tough.
That's too confusing.
I'm working out the kinks.
We'll work out the kinks on that. Come back on Monday. We'll try again. Right now, I'm not convinced.
Hey,
I'm not going to be dressing up in a KKK hood of now.
What size are you, by the way?
I don't know. I'm not going to answer that question.
You got 42 long, right?
My God, folks. What a world. What a word. I mean, what do you even say about this? Civil rights movement has gone from like black guys just like, we just want to be able to eat at the lunch counter like a human being. It's like, that sounds perfectly reasonable. Cut to 50 years later, there is a grown man in a wig with bright green makeup on standing naked in your daughter's shower going, this is my right and you cannot kick me out. I am a woman and you have to respect that. You are not educated as to how womanly I am.
Girl, it's just like Satan.
It's too far. It's time to throw that handbrake, whip it into reverse, head back the other way. We tried to do it your way. You showed us who you really were. So now we know better. We're going to go back in time. We're going to fix this. It's all your fault. That's going to do it for us, folks. InfoWarsStore.com.
The second American Revolution is happening right now against the New World Order. And the answer to their 1984 tyranny is the 1776 mindset. And InfoWars embodies that fight for human liberty against globalist tyranny. Now, in the last year, we've done a very successful fundraiser of silver coins. When you buy the coin, you know that you are supporting the transmission, and you get a historical memento so you can remember the great contribution you made to freedom. Now, despite the fact that the coins are selling out, the last of the four coin series, Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena, we're offering it for $30 off right now while supplies last at 1776coin.com. And just like an NPR pledge drive where they mark up a coffee cup or a t-shirt or a DVD 300%, that's what we've done with this because it's a fundraiser. But despite that, we're offering $30 off exclusively at 1776 on what coins remain. Please go to 1776coin.com right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, a very exciting development has just taken place. I want to encourage you all to go to InfoWarsStore.com and check it out for yourself because it is a very strong, high-quality formula. Down-and-out sleep support, liquid, is very fast-acting, taken out of the tongue. It's got a very good dose of melatonin, passion flower, valerian root extract, lemon balm, and German chamomile. All of these compounds are documented on record to help give you deeper, cleaner, healthier sleep. And that is one of the biggest game changers out there with all the stress we have in this world. And we've got some other great sleep aids as well, and they're excellent. They're all different formulas. But this one is particularly the strongest one we have. So Down and Out, sold out for more than 5 months, is now back available at InfoWarsStore.com. So get better, deeper rest, boost your immune system, and support the InfoWar with Down and Out Sleep Support at InfoWarsStore.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
In 2003, the CIA released a classified document with the subject heading Analysis and Assessment of Gateway 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 Assessment of